Douglas, so Novinger is going to come in with the ball. Daniels gets it and gets it off to Stoll. Stoll gets it left wing for Denton. Denton looks to pass in, finally does give it back to Daniels. Daniels tries to feed it back to Denton on the way to the basket, and Horsley steals it, takes it the length of the court, some fancy dribbling, gets it off to Boone. Yeah, good dribbling there by Horsley, kind of a bigger guy. He took it the length of the court, made a great pass to Horsley, Boone, put it up and in. Good-looking transition there by Douglas. 5 minutes left, first quarter, 3-4 in favor of Douglas. Another bad pass by Denton in the Wildcats. They just can't seem to find an open man. Meanwhile, Horsley takes it down. This time, opts to shoot it himself and misses. Another long pass by Denton on the rebound. And they called a... I don't know exactly what we've got. The Douglas player intercepted it. Then the ref blew his whistle to stop play because Novinger called the timeout. I think as Denton had thrown the pass, Novinger called the timeout, and on the other end of the pass waited a Douglas player. So it'll be Douglas ball, but Novinger called the timeout. I don't think that's what Coach Jennings had in mind when he called that timeout for it to be Douglas ball. So far in the game, I think Novinger has had some great possessions, but he's ended on a bad turnover, a pass that's just not there, and they try to force it in there, and then Douglas feels it, and Douglas has a great transition game. All of their players, with maybe the exception of Camp, the real big post player, can dribble it the length of the court and put it up and in, and that's what they've been doing. So we'll see what comes here. Novinger's defense could get a little tighter, too. We'll see what we got. It's going to be Douglas ball. Smith to inbound just in front of the scorer's table. Now the refs having a few words with Coach Jennings. It's a mini-conference, both refs and the coach. He looks upset. Oh, he's pretty hot. But the refs move on, and I guess Coach James will as well. It's going to be Douglas ball. They get it into Boone. Boone has it top the key, fakes left, now gets it right for Smith. Smith tries to get into Camp, but pulls back, gets it to Horsley. Horsley gets it back to Smith just outside the arc on the right side, hits the front of the rim, no good, rebounded by Denton. Denton could have, he has a wide open player under the basket. He didn't see him, so he gives it to Daniels instead. Daniels dribbles, now gets the right wing for Stoll. Stoll passes to nobody. Denton was looking the other way and is picked off by Boone, taking the length of the court, put up and in. Novinger, I'm telling you, they were on opposite pages there. Man, that's an embarrassment that was. Well, bad pass, bad communication. And now Novinger, I can't see the corner, but what happened is they've thrown it out of bounds, so it's going to be Douglas ball again, 6-3 with 4 minutes left to go first quarter. Horsley dribbles in off the back iron, no good. Tips his rebound to Grant Daniels. Daniels finds a wide open Jock. Jocks. I don't know how you pronounce it, but he was wide open under the basket for Novinger and then was fouled by Douglas's Boone. It wasn't a shooting foul, they say, so Novinger to inbound. They get into Stoll. Now right wing for Grant Daniels off the rim, no good, rebounded by Boone. Boone slows the pace of the game, gets it across half court, now gets the right wing for Horsley. Horsley, cross court pass to Smith. Smith back to Horsley. Horsley for the three, air balls it, rebounded by Grant Daniels. Daniels brings it up the right side of the court, now transitions left, gets it off the left block, fancy shot, no good. He was fouled on the shot, though, so he'll have a couple free throws. Daniels really looked to get that ball in there and shoot it himself. He was forcing that, you could tell all the way, but the play worked for him because he got fouled and almost made the shot. It would have been a real great shot if he could have made it. He kind of double pump faked in the air and then threw it over his head backwards and missed it, but it hit the rim, no good. He'll get you a couple free throws, though. We got a couple subs. Douglas is sending in Gleason again. And the Wildcats, I can't tell. Looks like they're going to send in Kelly Moore. Looks like he's coming in for the Wildcats. Douglas is fired up. Novinger looks pretty solemn over there. They they thought they'd come in here, I think, and beat Douglas pretty good, but Douglas is showing hard and showing some athleticism here. So Daniels is going to shoot a couple free throws. The lefty fires first, nothing but net. Daniels, I believe, is the best shooter on the Novinger team. Best dribble drive. He's probably the best player, maybe outside of Denton. Denton's the big guy. He made both free throws.
Yeah.
5-6 now in favor of Douglas. 3:20 left to play. Douglas gets the ball to Smith. He drives baseline, goes underneath the basket, and is called for traveling. I didn't see it, but I couldn't see him when he was under the basket in between all the traffic there. So it's going to be Novinger ball. They get the ball into Denton. Denton hands off to Daniels, and we're going to come up the court here for Novinger. Daniels drives left, hands off to Stoll. Stoll has it top the key, gets it off to the new man in the rotation. Rodman. I guess it's Rodman. Anyway, he gets it off to Denton, and Denton lays it up and in. Now Douglas ball. Boone brings it across. Boone gets it off to Smith at the top of the key. He gets it in to Horsley. Horsley dribbles around. Now kicks it back out to Smith. Now the Boone on the right elbow puts a fake on. Now goes in for the shot and is blocked by Denton. It looked like a lot of arm by Denton. Ref was in a bad angle, so he couldn't really see it. They're going to give him a clean block, but I kind of beg to differ. Anyway, it's going to be Douglas ball. They get the ball into the new man in there. Hamilton has entered the game for Douglas. And I watched him during warm-ups. He's got a great-looking stroke. He missed that one, and it went out of bounds on the attempted rebound. It'll be Novinger ball, but Hamilton can stroke it from anywhere on the court. I saw during warm-ups. He's kind of Douglas's equivalent to Daniels. Meanwhile, Stoll misses a wide-open three. It bounces clear out to Daniels outside the arc. And Denton got a second shot opportunity. It bounced around and he missed it. And then it goes out of bounds off of Novinger. So it's going to be Douglas ball. Boone brings it across for Douglas. It's a left wing for Gleason. Gleason top the key for Smith. Smith back to Gleason. Gleason back to Smith. Now to Boone. Boone has it right side. Gets it into Brown. Brown gets it off to Smith, now out to Gleason, top the key, to Smith, now across to Boone. Boone resets the offense at the top of the key, dribbles left, now gets it across back right to Brown. Brown now top the key for Smith. Smith dribbles in the lane, outside pass to Boone. Boone missed a wide open three, air ball that rebounded by Novinger, hands off to Gleason, Daniels. Daniels dribbles in. Just a foot inside the arc and splashes it down a 2. 9-6 in favor of Novinger with 1:02 left to play first quarter. Boone gets the ball right side to Gleason. Gleason now back to Brown. Brown to Gleason, right wing. Decides to shoot it off the front iron in the backboard, then rebounded by Denton. Denton gets it to Daniels, and Daniels dribbles it down the court for Novinger. He kicks it into the corner for Stoll. Back to Daniels. Daniels now gets a right wing for Greathouse. Greathouse back to Stoll for three. Yeah! Rattled around off the backboard, off the iron. Finally went home. It's 12-6 in favor of Novinger. They've really kicked it up a notch here in the first quarter. Early first quarter, the action was all Douglas, but now Novinger is coming live and is hitting on all cylinders. 14 seconds, I'm sure Douglas is going to wait for a last shot here. They have the ball on the right wing, as does Boone. Boone kicks it left wing for Smith. Smith now to Gleason with 5 seconds. Back to Smith. Smith kicks it in to Hamilton. It's blocked by Denton and recovered by Daniels as time expires. So after the first quarter, it's 12-6 in favor of the Novinger Wildcats. Well, I'm sure Douglas's coach is talking about some of the wide open shots they've given up. As has Novinger, both teams are kind of slow to recover on the skip pass proven by each team. They don't get there fast enough, and then they give the other team a wide-open shot. But very few wide-open shots have really been hit. They're mostly deep, and they'll rattle around and miss or hit front iron. Or we've even had a few air balls, so I'm sure both teams address the fact that they need to get on their opposition a little quicker and that they need to hit the wide-open shots that they have. Here, second quarter, Douglas has the ball. They get it right wing to Boone. Boone now top the key for Smith. Smith puts it on the floor, gets it right side back to Boone. Boone now gets it into the baseline, kicks it into Brown, and Brown loses it to Stoll. Stoll takes a length of the court, jump stop, yeah. Little four-footer by Stoll is up and in. 14-6 now, 7:30 left to play, first half. Second quarter action. Boone gets it straight into Horsley. Horsley's pass is high and wild, but recovered by Smith. Gets it back to Boone. Boone trying to do some fancy passing, didn't work. Stoll steals it. Stoll loses it back to Gleason. Gleason gets it off to Boone, and we're going to try it again. This time Boone gets it right wing for Smith. Smith wasn't expecting it because Boone was looking the other way, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Novinger ball. 7:09 left to play in the second quarter. It's 14-6 in favor of Novinger. Great house to enter the ball for Novinger Wildcats. Going to be a little pressure provided this time by Douglas. They get the ball into Daniels, but first it's stolen by Smith. Smith came around and poked it out. Daniels wasn't seeing him. Smith plays it up and in. It's 8-14. On the next inbound play, Boone steals it, goes in, a little turnaround jumper. 10-14 this time, Novinger Wildcats going to call the timeout. That is a smart play. Douglas, all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, puts on this press, and Novinger can't even handle it. They've had two attempts, and it's two steals by Douglas, both resulting in two-point field goals. 14-10, the Douglas Bulldogs have closed an eight-point gap just like that. 6:52 left to play in the second quarter. Novinger is going to be able to take the ball out of bounds. I don't know if it's going to be the same result, but if it is, I'm sure Coach James is going to get some new guys in there to handle the press. Here we go. Great house to enter the ball. This time Daniels comes around to pick, and they get it into him. And then he's pushed out of bounds by Brown. Brown really, really bailed Daniels out there. He was in bad shape in the corner. The only guy down there for him was Greathouse, and he's really a post player. So Douglas really bailed Novinger out here. Meanwhile, Daniels gets it in this time, gets it right down the court. He sets it up on the right side. Right wing for Stoll. Stoll now to a new guy for Novinger, Rodman. Rodman gets it into Denton. Denton lays it up off the glass and good. 16-10, 6:30 left to play, second quarter. Boone's going to bring it down for Douglas. He slows down just a tad. Now gets a left wing for Horsley. Some wild passes here by Douglas that are corralled. I mean, just some odd-looking passes. Horsley gets it into Hamilton, and Hamilton drills a little jump shot from about 8 feet away. 16-12, 6 minutes left to go. Daniels comes down the court and launches a three. The Douglas defender was kind of laid off of him. Daniels said, I need a little more respect than that, and fires a three right in his face and drilled it. 19-12 is the score. 5:40 left to play in the second quarter. Horsley dribbled into the lane, and I believe it was Denton that got his hands on it. They call the jump ball. It's going to be Novinger ball now. Douglas presses on again. After the initial entry, though, Douglas really backs off and allows Novinger to recover. It's all about the inbound pass that Douglas is worried about. Rodman has the ball for Novinger, gets it off to Stoll. Stoll gets back to Rodman. Rodman enters to Daniels at about 4 feet. He takes one dribble and puts it up off the glass from a little chip shot that's about 2 feet away, and he drilled it. 21-12 in favor of Novinger. 5:15 left to play, second quarter. Smith enters to Hamilton. Hamilton, turnaround jumper, good. Man, that kid has a great-looking jump shot. Meanwhile, Douglas gets a little lackadaisical on the defensive side. And Daniels saw a wide-open Stoll on the other end. stole, got the ball and went up for a shot, and they're going to call a blocking foul and allow him to shoot. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. It's Tyler Rodman is going to get to shoot the shot, shoot the two free throws. But it looked like, if anything, it should be a personal foul, not a blocking foul. I don't understand that, but Rodman missed his first free throw. He's going to have one more. 5:04 left to play. 21-14 in favor of the Wildcats. Make that 22-14 as Rodman hits the second free throw. Boone's bringing it across for Douglas. He gets a left wing for the new entry for the Bulldogs. Bacon. Michael Bacon's in for the game. Bacon gets it into Horsley. Horsley misses a shot. It's rebounded, but oh, there's a scrum for the ball. And, man, they're still going out. Hamilton cut recovers, and Douglas loses it out of bounds. Oh, there's lots of bodies on the floor. The ball was going everywhere. Multiple players touched it. And finally, Hamilton kicked it away within it on Douglas's try to recover. It goes out of bounds. Novinger tries to do a fast break layup. Daniels hit a cutting Greathouse, and Greathouse missed the layup. Then Benton came in, tried to flush it, and he missed it. So it's going to be Novinger ball out of bounds. Douglas couldn't control it and lost it out of bounds. They get the ball into Benton. Benton's going to try to dunk it. He didn't get enough height, so he just lays it up and in instead. 24-14, 4:30 left to play, second quarter. Left side for Bacon. Bacon gets it top the keeper, Horsley. Horsley, good pass to Hamilton. Hamilton's going to drive in, and they're going to get an on-the-floor foul called on Denton here. Denton did end up fouling him in the air, but the ref said it was on the floor first. So it's going to be Douglas Ball. They get the ball into Horsley. There's a wide-open Bacon. If he sees him left side, instead he enters to Hamilton. Hamilton finds Denton, Daniels of Novinger. Bad pass there. Daniels dribbles length of the court off the glass. No good. His shot was off the left block. It was a little strong. And on the rebound, they got Greathouse with an over-the-back call. Horsley had position, and Greathouse couldn't get around him. Douglas Ball. They have a sub. Camp comes in for Brown. Boone's going to bring it up for Douglas. Right wing for Horsley. Decides to shoot a three, hits a side iron, and goes out of bounds off of Douglas. Probably not the smartest shot there by Horsley. Maybe that's just a little heat check, but he hasn't been that hot as of late. Earlier in the game, he was stroking a little better, but he hasn't done real great since then. Anyway, it's going to be a Novinger ball. They get it off to Denton. Denton finds Daniels top the key. Daniels holds. Now puts it on the floor left side, just outside the free throw line. Gives it off to Denton inside. Denton kicks it out back to Daniels. Daniels will reset the offense. Daniels gets it left wing for Rodman. Now top the key for Stoll. Stoll gives it back to Daniels right wing. Daniels puts on the floor left side. Little rocking the baby action. Goes up and in with the left hand. Daniels, when he take, you're allowed to take two steps. On those two steps, Daniels rocks the baby. He wasn't going to dunk it, but he did get a good-looking left-handed layup off. So it's 26-14 now, 2:55 left to go, second quarter. And we're going to get a pushing foul on Novinger's Rodman, Tyler Rodman. They're going to get him for pushing Camp as the ball was trying to be entered to him. Boone gets it off to Bacon. Just airballed a three, but good board there by Camp, and he puts it back up and in. Good-looking foul there by Camp. Way to be awake and ready for the ball. 2:40 left to go, 26-16 in favor of Novinger. Daniels has it, guarded by Bacon. Gets it left wing for Rodman. Rodman tries to get in and Denton, and does, and Denton makes the shot and the foul. Camp was had bad position, and Denton took advantage, caught the ball. Camp reached around and tipped it, but Denton was still able to catch it, put it up and in, and Camp, out of frustration, fouled him. That's Camp's second foul, and Denton converts on the three-point play. 29-16 now in favor of Novinger. 2:30 left to play the second quarter. Boone gets the left wing for Bacon. That's out to keeper Smith. Now right wing for Boone into Camp. Camp power dribble. Can't get it off. Looks like he was fouled. And then loses it out of bounds on his own rebound. We got Brown in for Camp. And Horsley's going to come in for Hamilton. Now we're ready. Novinger set to inbound. A lot of running there on their inbound plays, but I guess it works because Daniel gets it. Daniel brings it up the court. Finds Rodman, a dangerous pass, but Rodman catches and then fires from the right elbow and misses. Rebound by Horsley, and Horsley's off to the races. About loses the ball, now gets it off to Boone. Boone, some fancy dribbles didn't work so well, so he picks it up and passes to Bacon. Now back to Boone, dribbles into the lane, little runner, no good, rebounded by Daniels. Daniels finds a wide open Stoll on the other end of the court, and Stoll loses it back to Bacon. Bacon gets it to Smith, now to Horsley. Horsley, a little jumper, a little runner, no good. Denton gets a rebound. Denton puts it on the floor, now picks up his dribble, can't find it. Now Daniels comes back, and he's able to get it to him. Daniels puts it on the left side of the court, dribbles into the corner, now kicks it back out to Rodman. Now right wing for Stoll from beyond the arc, in and out. Forged by Boone. Boone comes out with it. Now he's off to the race's left side. Now he pulls up. Puts it back on the floor. Ball fake. No rip. Pass to Smith. Smith somehow catches it. Then Smith dribbles in from about 15 foot. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Denton. Denton gives it back to Daniels. And Daniels slows the game down just a little. 1 minute left to play. He gets the ball into Rodman. Off the glass. Good. Good looking play there by Rodman. Douglas gets the ball in to Boone, and Boone's going to walk it up the court. 45 seconds left to play, first half. Boone gets the right side for Smith. Smith shoots a three off the back iron, no good, rebounded by Boone. 35 seconds left. I think the smart thing would be to hold the last shot, but instead Boone fires another three, and he misses this time, board by Greathouse. Greathouse gets it to Daniels, and I'm sure the Novinger is going to hold the last shot. Daniels finally gets across the half-court line at 20 seconds, gives it off to Stoll. Stoll has it. Tries to get it into Greathouse. Greathouse somehow catches it, then isn't able to put up the shot, and it's rebounded by Horsley. Horsley's got 7 seconds, but he ain't going to need them. He takes the length of the court and is fouled by... It's hard to tell who they're going to get. Probably Rodman, but I'm not for sure yet. No, they're going to get Daniels. I didn't even see Daniels in the picture there, but he got the foul. It's his second. 4.7 seconds left to go. 31-16 with a chance for Douglas to gain some ground here. Horsley's first free throw rattles home, 31-17. Second one's good as well, 31-18. Novinger gets the ball into Daniels. Daniels has 2 seconds. He gets down to the just inside the arc. No good. So after the first half, it's 31-18 in favor of Novinger. Both Douglas and Novinger have shown flashes of ability to score and defend, but they can't really string it together that well, and Novinger is able to come out on top that first half. Douglas can easily come back if they can remain with that full court pressure that's really caused Novinger some trouble. They'll be able to get a little rise back in their game. Well, they set the clock for halftime, so we'll join you on the other side of that. Well, we're going to get ready here and start the second half of the big Novinger-Douglas opener for the 77th Annual Brashear Tournament. I believe, if my information is correct, it's going to be Douglas ball. We'll see here in a second. 31-18 is your score. Novinger is on top. As they come out, it's going to be Douglas Ball. Hey, I had a 50-50 chance of being right, and I thought I was right, but that doesn't mean anything. We're going to get kicked off here. Douglas inbounds to Boone, and Boone's going to control the offense for the Bulldogs. So he gets a left wing for Smith. Smith has it top the key now. Puts on the floor, gets it back right side for Boone. Boone gets it into Horsley. Horsley, turnaround jumper. Looks like he was fouled. They didn't call it, and Daniels gets a rebound. Daniels got a 3-on-2 break, and he takes it himself, and it rims out. Board by Horsley. Horsley gets it off to Boone. Boone has Brown open, but he decided to keep it himself. He pulls up outside the arc. Now looks for somebody to pass to. Hamilton screen. He goes around. Now kicks off a 15-foot jumper. Splashes it home. 31-20. 7:17 left to play. Third quarter. Daniels finally gets around the Horsley defense. Gets it now right side for Stoll. Stoll top the key for Jocks. Now right wing for Stoll. Shot no good. Rebounded by Stoll. And as he went up for the rebound, he was fouled by Hamilton of Douglas. So that's our first foul for the second half. Stoll prepares to shoot two. First one's off the front iron, no good. 6:56 left to play here, third quarter. Stoll's second shot is on its way. And off the front iron as well, this time board by Brown. Brown gets it off to Boone. Boone has it top the key just inside the half court line. Now between the circles, right wing for Horsley. Horsley dribbles right side, now left. Jumper at 6 feet, yeah. Off the backboard, it kind of settled on the rim there for a second, then finally went down. Meanwhile, Dovinger gets it into Daniels. Daniels almost loses control, but regains it. Dribbles in left side, tries to pass it off to Greathouse, and it's stolen by Boone. Boone's off to the races, little fake. He misses a shot, bored by Smith. His shot was no good, and it's Stoll comes away with it. He gets the pass off to Denton. Denton reverse layup, right-handed, and it's good. 33-22, 6:10 left to play, third quarter. Good-looking play there by Novinger. It was kind of an odd pass right underneath the basket. I don't know why you wouldn't shoot it, but Stoll opted to pass to Denton and Denton finished it. At any rate, it's 33-22, 6 minutes now to play. Douglas gets it off to Horsley, top the key. Horsley puts some jives on, hands off to Boone. Boone just inside the arc, gets a right wing now for Smith. Smith can't find anybody, now gets to Horsley. Great pass from Horsley to Hamilton for the layup. Great pass by Horsley. It was just a little touch pass. As soon as it got to him, he was getting rid of it. And on the inbound, Novinger handed off to Hamilton. Hamilton's shot was rejected by Denton, but it will remain with Douglas out from underneath their own basket. Boone to inbound, finds Horsley. Horsley, good pass back to Boone for the three. Front iron, no good, board by Brown, I believe. Brown gets off to Hamilton left side. Hamilton's got that great stroke. He can light it up from anywhere. He gives it back to Smith, though, then across to Boone. Boone has it up the key now. Gets a left wing for Horsley. Horsley looks to get it in. Now it takes an odd jump shot off the backboard. I don't think he called glass. I think that was a lot of luck, but he got it to fall. 32-26 the score. Novinger's driving, and the ball's almost knocked away by Daniels, from Daniels by Boone. Instead, Daniels gets it into Stoll. Stoll dribbles back out to the free throw line. Now gives it back to Greathouse, and Greathouse is fouled by Douglas's Brown, I believe. No, they got Horsley for the foul. Second foul on Douglas, and second foul on Horsley. 33-26 is the score. 4:51 left to play, third quarter. Douglas takes a timeout, wants to talk about things. Douglas has really come out here in the third quarter firing. They're doing good on offense. They're doing good on defense. They're getting it all going. They've decreased the lead of, I believe it was 11 at halftime. It's down to 7. They are still in this ball game. It's going to be a fight to the end, I believe. We're going to find out. Novinger's foul was not a shooting foul. Douglas's foul on Novinger wasn't a shooting foul, so the Novinger will take it out from underneath their own basket. Daniels to inbound. Daniels gets it in to Rodman. Rodman gets the left wing for Stoll. Now in the corner for Daniels. He was going to shoot, but instead tried to get in the great house, and the ball was stolen by Boone. Boone comes away at the left side, puts a fake on, gets it off to Smith. Now it's outside the arc. Smith hands off to Horsley. Horsley dribbles right through the defense of Novinger, puts up a little runner from the free throw line and drains it. So 32-28 to score, 5-point game now. Novinger ball, Daniels brings it up the court, gets it right wing for Rodman's wide open, fires off the backboard, no good, rebounded by Brown, and his pass to Boone was poked away by Stoll, but it'll go out of bounds, so it'll be Douglas ball. Novinger's bench is livid right now. They can't believe that Douglas has come out doing this to him. Smith has it, gets it off to Brown. Brown finds a wide open Boone under the basket, but Boone can't get up the shot, so he passes off to Horsley. Now gets it back himself from 6 feet. Yeah! Splashes it home. 33-30 is the score. 4 minutes left to play. Third quarter, they get Novinger gets the ball into Daniels, and Daniels is going to slow things down, try to get something good going for Novinger. He dribbles in, goes up for a left-handed layup, and gets it home. That's what Novinger needs, kind of weather the storm there that Douglas has brought. They are raining everything from everywhere. Now Douglas comes back with Horsley. Horsley putting some fakes and jives on. Shots rejected by Denton, I'm sure. He gets it back off to Brown. Brown gives it back to Boone. Boone can't get around his man, Daniels. And Daniels trying to steal it, commits a foul. It'll be his second foul. I believe it's his second foul. And Douglas will take it out of bounds. Oh, Daniels' third foul, excuse me. 3:25 left to play third quarter, 35-30. Very close ball game, especially with these two teams that can light it up from all areas of the court. Left wing for Horsley now, Douglas has. Horsley gets the top of the key for Smith. Smith now back left wing for Horsley. Horsley tried to get in Hamilton, gets his own rebound. Good pass to Hamilton. Hamilton wasn't expecting it. Who would be? It was a great pass. Anyway, it's stolen by Rodman. Rodman tries to get down the court to Stolen. It goes out of bounds off of Douglas. They're going to call it Novinger ball. So Novinger to inbound on the sideline, right in front of their bench. They get off the Stoll. Stoll loses the ball. Boone can't pick it up, though, and Daniels comes out to get it. Daniels goes in for another left-handed layup and splashes it home. 37-30, 2:40 left to play here in the third quarter. They get Douglas gets a right wing for Smith, now top of the key for Horsley. Horsley, good pass to Hamilton, kicks it back out to Smith outside the arc. Cross-court pass to Boone. Boone was open for a three for a second, but opted not to shoot. Now gets it off the key for Smith. Smith now back for Boone. This time he's going to fire it up off the front rim. No good, board by Denton. Denton's being molested by three defenders. Finally hands off to Daniels. Daniels brings it across the court. Pass into Greathouse, and Greathouse can't hang on to it. Out of bounds off of Novinger. 37-30, 2:15 left to play here. Douglas ball. Third quarter action. Boone brings it across, gets a left wing for Horsley. Horsley drives into the lane. Jumper rims out. Board by Denton again. Denton about stepped out of bounds on his rebound, but finally got it off to Daniels left the court. Daniels outside the arc. Can't find anybody, now hands off to Stoll. Stoll has it, now dribbles right. Gives it back to Daniels for the left-handed three. No. He gives it in to Greathouse, and Greathouse puts it up and in and was fouled on the shot. He'll be shooting a free throw. 39-31, 44 left to go, third quarter. Foul is going to be on... Foul's on Hamilton, his second of Douglas. 39-30... Misses the shot. Hamilton gets a rebound. He gets it off to Boone. Boone has Smith. If he sees him, nope. He's going to hold up and start the offense. He gets it off to Horsley. Horsley pulls the ball back out. Calls some kind of play. Gets it out right wing for Boone. Boone has it. Gets it into Brown on the right elbow. Yeah. They left him open, so he said, I'll take a shot. And he didn't. He made it. 39-32. 1:20 left to play third quarter. Novinger has the ball. Daniels does for Novinger. He dribbles around outside the arc, now hands off to Stoll. Stoll gives it back to... He tried to get it to Rodman of Novinger and was fouled. Rodman was fouled by Horsley. That's his third foul, and he's going to come take a seat as Gleason enters the game for him. 39-32. That's Douglas's fourth foul. So we still have a little ways to go before we get to the bonus. Dominger gets the ball into Daniels. Daniels dribbles right side, gets it off to Denton, who misses the layup, board by Smith. Smith is off to the races for Douglas, dribbles right through the heart of the defense, misses a shot, but Hamilton follows it up with the lay-in. Good follow up there by Hamilton. 39-34, 45 seconds left to play here, third quarter. Daniels gets it right wing for Stoll. Stoll looking to get it into Greathouse, and he can't do it. Now off to the top of the key for Rodman. Rodman with a floater, no good, board by Gleason. Gleason's bringing it up the court, and it's stolen by Denton. Gleason didn't see Denton following him up behind him, and Denton was able to poke it away. Grant Daniels recovers it. He comes in to shoot it was on the line, so it's going to be a 2-point shot. He was fouled in the process of shooting, so he'll only get two free throws. With 24.1 seconds left to go, it's 39-34 with a chance for Novinger to add to it. And his first shot is nothing but nylon. 40-34. 24 seconds left to play. Gleason's exits and Bacon comes in for Douglas. Daniel's second shot is up and in. 41-34, 7-point deficit here by Douglas. They have a chance to cut into that here with 20 seconds left to play third quarter. I'm sure they'll hold for the final shot, although I've said that before and they haven't. Bacon has it now left wing, gets it across the court to Boone. Boone holds, now gives it back to Bacon, top the key. Bacon's going to fire a three. Yeah! Oh, what a shot by Bacon. 37-41 is the score. Novinger gets it straight down into Stoll. Their shot's no good. And Rodman didn't have time to put up another one. So after three quarters of play, it's 41-37 in favor of Novinger, and we now have ourselves a real ball game going on. Douglas, that quarter, was able to really run an offense. They haven't really been doing that the first half, but the third quarter, they're finally able to settle down, spread Novinger's defense, attack the seams, and Douglas has some phenomenal passers. Horsley's great. Boone is a very solid passer. They're able to find the open man and get a quality shot off. And third quarter, they were able to hit him. Well, we're ready to start some fourth quarter action now. It's going to be Novinger ball to start things off. Novinger gets it in Daniels, and it's about poked away by Smith, but Daniels recovers. Daniels puts on the floor left side, gets it in the corner for Stoll. Stoll looks to enter to Denton, but can't do it. Now pulls up just inside the free throw line, and misses a shot, but board by Greathouse is missed. And then on the scrum for the rebound, it's tipped in by Denton and Greathouse both. I don't know who will get credit for the shot, but it was a good-looking little play there by Novinger. Boone has the ball for Douglas, gets it off to Bacon, now to Smith, now right wing for Bacon. Gets a left wing for Smith. Smith across to Boone, top the key. Gets a left wing for Smith. Smith fired a three, and he drills it. Scores 43-40, 7:15 left to play, fourth quarter. I'm sure Douglas will be willing to trade threes for two at this point in the game, though they'll be able to fund their comeback. Daniels, meanwhile, takes it in and is fouled, and he makes the shot. Little runner about 10 feet out. Foul was on... They got Bacon, his first foul. Daniels will be able to shoot a free throw. 45-40 is your score. 7:07 left to play fourth quarter. Daniels hasn't missed a free throw yet, and he continues the streak. 46-40, 7:07. Douglas ball now. Bacon's going to run the offense again. Gets a right wing for Smith. Smith out to Bacon. Now left wing for Boone. Now top the key for Smith. Smith gets a right wing for Bacon. Back to Boone. A lot of outside game now for Douglas. Bacon gets it off to Smith, and Smith misses his three, but it's rebounded by Brown. Brown gives it back to Boone, and Boone splashes the three. 46-43, 6:40 left to go. The Douglas Bulldogs have settled for threes and have finally started to fall for them. Meanwhile, Daniels goes down and gets a shot off. Misses it, but Denton is there to clean up the scraps. Off the backboard, his shot was. 48-43. Douglas comes down and Bacon fires a three, and this time they miss. Daniels gets a rebound and tries to hit a cutting Greathouse. And the ball goes out of bounds. Greathouse couldn't handle the pass by Daniels. Boone to inbound to Bacon. Back to Boone now. Going to bring it down. 6:14 left to play. 48-43. Douglas is almost acting like there's only a few seconds left in the game and they got to make it all up real quick. The way they've been playing, they can make it up a little chunks at a time. But they continue to get the perimeter game going. This time they feed it into Camp. Camp shot is no good, but he's fouled. I think that's probably what they ought to do. The Camp's a big guy on the court. If they can feed it into him and he can make some shots or get fouled, go to the line and make some shots. Score while the clock isn't running. There's just under 6 minutes to play. 48-43 is the score with a chance for Douglas to add two here. I haven't seen Camp go to the line. I don't know what kind of free throw shooter he is. His first shot is nothing but net. I think I'd feed it into the big guy. Forsley enters the game for Bacon for Douglas. 48-44. Camp's got another shot. Again, nothing but net. Let the big guy rumble inside there. Novinger gets it off to Daniels. Daniels brings it across the court, gets it left side. Goes all the way into the paint. Yes! Daniels will not be denied here in the late going. 50-45 in favor of Novinger. 5:45 left to play. Boone gets it off to Horsley. Back to Boone, right wing. Now to Horsley, top the key, left wing for Smith. Smith puts a fake on. I don't know if he's outside the arc, but his shot is no good. Rebounded by Daniels. Daniels guarded by Horsley. Horsley's doing some good defense in the backcourt. Now pulls up, and Daniels gets it across the timeline. Daniels dribbles right elbow. Gives it off to Stoll. Stoll hands off to Rodman. Rodman now gets the right wing for Daniels. Daniels tries to get into Denton. Now does. Denton's working on the right box. Gives it back to Daniels. Daniels pulls out. And they're going to get him for a travel. I think he kind of came up lame on an ankle and continued to walk after that. So it's going to be Douglas ball anyway. 5 minutes left to play, fourth quarter. Douglas gets it to Horsley, left wing into Camp. They're letting the big guy go, and he is not fouled this time, and the shot is not even close. Maybe that's why they don't feed him the ball. Daniels has the ball now for Novinger. 4:50 left to play. He gets it off to Stoll, Rodman. Rodman's shot's no good, and he gets his own rebound. Now right wing for Stoll. Stoll tries to get it into Denton, and it's stolen by Bacon. Boone. Boone almost had it knocked away by Rodman, but somehow got it away from him. Boone gets it right wing for Smith into Brown. Brown gives it a cross the lane pass to Camp, and Camp can't finally corrals it from beyond the arc. He handed off to Boone, and Boone's shot was a little short, and then it was knocked out of bounds by Douglas. I think it's going to be Novinger ball. Douglas then called the timeout. 4:23 left to go. 50-45 your score. Novinger's ahead by five. I think it's going to be Novinger ball. Going the length of the court, they'll have to go. Hamilton's going to come into the game for Douglas. He's a good stroker. He can light it up from anywhere. I don't know who he's going to enter for. Anyway, it's going to be Boone, Horsley, Smith, Brown, and I'll tell you who Hamilton came in for. He came in for Camp, the big guy. They must be settling on some outside shots now. Douglas is going to with 4:20 left to play. It is Novinger ball. Daniels has it, rings it down the left side of the court, dribbles all the way into the lane, passes off to Stoll, and Stoll has it mugged from him. It's stolen by Horsley. Horsley has a three-on-one chance to get off to Hamilton, off the left side of the glass, and it's good. 47-50 is the score. 4 minutes left to play. Daniels is doing all the ball handling for Novinger. He gets off to Stoll. Stoll shot's good. Stoll is left wide open, and he was able to drop it. 52-47, 3:50 left to play. Now is the time Douglas is going to start heaving threes. Just as I say that, Smith lets one go from the on the arc, and it's no good, but it's rebounded by Boone. Boone, reverse layup. Oh, impressive shot. Looking, it was a great-looking shot by Boone. Came around right underneath the basket with his left hand. Reverse layup. 49-52. They're only down three. 3:30 left to play, fourth quarter. Daniels has the ball poked away by Smith, but he recovers. Gets it off to Greathouse. Greathouse tries to get it in and didn't, and it's stolen by... It was stolen by Boone. Boone tried to get into Horsley. Horsley tried to reverse layup, and he missed it. And then on the breakaway, Stoll was off to the races and tried to put up a layup, and was it was partially blocked, but mostly fouled by Horsley, I believe. No, they're going to say Boone got him. Anyway, it's going to be two shots for Novinger and Stoll. 3:12 left to play. 52-49 is the score. Stoll's first shot is good, 53-49. Second shot on its way, good as well for Stoll, 54-49. 5 points. Douglas really hasn't been able to get away from the five-point deficit. They've cut it to three a couple times, but Novinger has answered. This time they're going to get into Smith. Smith's shot is blocked by Denton, but Boone recovers. Boone gets it out to Horsley. Horsley has been the ignition key for Douglas, and he sets up to launch a three off the backboard. No good. And they're going to get Hamilton with a reach-in foul on Denton as he grabbed the rebound. That's seven, so it's going to be a one-and-one shot for Denton. 2:52 left to play, 54-49 in favor of Douglas. In favor of Novinger. Douglas is attempting the comeback. Joined by my partner now. What do you think of the game so far, Mr. Caldwell?
Well, of the 12 seconds I've seen, it looks like it's pretty close.
Well, really, Novinger was up by about 16, I think, at one point. Douglas has been able to chip away at this lead the whole game and has finally got it, cut it down to five. They've cut it to three a couple times and just can't get over the hump to get it knotted up again.
Well, that's the thing about it. Usually if you have to make a decent-sized comeback during the game, you kind of run out of gas at the end, but, heck, athletes are athletes. You only play 32 minutes, so...
At one point, I believe Douglas hit four threes in a row. Of course, Novinger answered a couple times, but that really helped him out. Denton's first shot is good, 55-49. He has a second one coming. It's off, no good, rebounded by Horsley, and he saves it inbounds, dangerous, right underneath the opponent's basket. He saves it back, and Douglas recovers. Boone has it, now gets a right wing for Smith. Smith, top the key to Horsley. Horsley dribbles in, kicks it off to Smith for a three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound by Horsley. Horsley, a little jump hand, one-handed shot, no good. Rebounded this time by Denton. And Denton's going to get it off to Daniels. Daniels is seated, but keeps his dribble, so he's able to stand back up. Impressive play there by Daniels. Has it top the key now, goes around to Denton's screen. Bad pass, but Denton's able to recover and puts it up and in. This might be the pull away that Novinger needs to actually capitalize. There's still 2:07 left to play, but Douglas's deficit has now grown to 8, 57-49. All right, it's a... Horsley went to the line acting like he was going to get to shoot some free throws, but he doesn't. It's going to be out of bounds. He gets it into Boone. Boone back to Horsley left side. Now back to Boone, top the key. Boone now back to Horsley. Horsley back to Smith. Now right wing for Boone. Boone cross-court pass to Smith. Smith dribbles in. 15-foot passes off to Hamilton. Hamilton can stroke it, I'm telling you. He's got the prettiest shot I have seen in a long time.
You didn't really see that one, though. It was around the corner.
No, but I'm telling you, it was good looking.
Oh, okay.
Daniels dribbles into the lane, passes off to Greathouse. I don't really know why he did that, because he was wide open. Anyway, Greathouse saves it out of bounds, back to Stoll. Now back to Daniels. Daniels decides to launch a three, and Greathouse gets the board, puts it up and in. I don't know why Daniels, what possessed him to shoot a three when there is no shot clock. He didn't have to do that. But he did, and Greathouse was able to get it and put it in. It worked for him, but I don't know why he did it. Meanwhile, Douglas tries to run in and shoot a little runner in the lane. It didn't work. Daniels got the rebound and then was fouled by Horsley, his fourth foul. He took a seat on the bench, and Camp came in for Douglas. 105 left to play now. It's 59-51. And Novinger has a commanding lead and a couple free throws. First shot's good. 60-51 in favor of Novinger. Well, now this game's all but in the books. But Douglas has put up a heck of a fight this game and never did give up. Even when they were down by that 16, they battled back and got it within three at one point. A couple points they got it within three. Just couldn't get over the hump.
Well, if Douglas looks that good, then they got two more games. Novinger has two more games. You never know what's going to happen in this tournament, really.
Oh, yeah, it's hard to tell.
Whenever you got a bunch of athletes out there, you can high school, that makes a lot of difference. Both of these teams are pretty stacked with guys that know how to play some ball.
Douglas commits another foul. They'd hit a shot down on their end of the court. It's 53-61, but Rodman's going to get to shoot a couple free throws. Rodman's first shot is good. His second shot is good as well. 63-53, 40 seconds left to play here for Douglas. Boone has it. Boone comes down, launches from 20 feet, and splashes it. Man, where has that been all game for Boone? 30 seconds now. They've got triple team coverage on Daniels, and so they make Denton bring it up the court. Now Denton holds. He's not being fouled. He flips it to Rodman, and Rodman's going to try to settle the game. Now back to Denton. Denton now back to Rodman. I can hear the Coach Jennings from here saying, "Hold it, hold it." And Denton finally does and is fouled by Bacon. He'll get to shoot a couple free throws. 9.6 seconds left to go. 63-56 with a chance for Novinger to add two. Yeah, you got the first one.
We have the coach from Douglas taking the time to clear a little bit off the little bit of sweat off his brow. Good news, coach, it's four lane most of the way from here back to Columbia. It wasn't last year at this time, but
Bacon is going to get into Boone with the final 8 seconds. Boone tried to launch another 20-footer, and this time it was blocked and then attempted a steal. And Camp recovered the loose ball. Camp is the big post guy for Douglas, and he launched a three-pointer and was a little short on the final shot for Douglas. Final score is 64-56, a Novinger win here in the first game of the Brashear Tournament. Well, if you stay tuned, I think in 12 minutes we're going to kick off again with the girls, Brashear girls and Knox County girls. So we'll rejoin you then.
Hey, we're back with the second game here. This is Matt Caldwell. Tyler will be joining me shortly. Paying me back for not coming on time to the first game, but he knew that. We're going to have the Knox County Eagles versus the Brashear Tigers here. Host school Brashear, the 77th Brashear Tournament. Here come the starting lineups. I'll get them to you as soon as I know them. All right, tentatively, we have Billy Mitchell, Nicole Harrison, Rachel Delaney, Amanda Woods, and Tessa Raymer starting for Knox County. Here comes Brashear. Led by Sheree Cole, then Jesse Hill, Kimberly Elzey, Haley Kelsey and Christina Scudder to round out. Starting five. Well, I tell you what, Knox County Eagles have some height on their team. Here we go with the tip-off. Kelsey and Delaney. Kimberly Elsie gets the tip, and we're going to come to the Brashear way. Brashear's coming right to left here to start out with. Jesse Hill goes into the corner to Elsie. Elsie, top of the key to Sheree Cole, who's going to start the night off with a three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes all the way out, and it's going to be off the Tigers. And go to the Eagles. Raymer throws it in. Eagles push it up the floor, and there's going to be a quick shot by number 31, Amanda Woods, and she's going to be fouled by Kelsey. That's Kelsey's first, the team's first, and since she was shooting, she's going to get to shoot a couple here. First one's good by Amanda Woods. Here comes the second one. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound goes to Scudder. She gets it to Sheree Cole, over to Kimberly Elsie, and Tigers are going to run a little bit. Now Elsie slows it up, has it at the circle. Just in the top of the key, gets to Hill, who holds it high on the right wing, to Kelsey on the elbow. Gets it to Cole. Tigers playing a man-to-man here. Maybe a triangle and three. In and out by Kelsey, rebound by Cole. One dribble up, no good. It's going to be off the Tigers, and rebound's going to be off the Tigers. It's going to go back to the Eagles. Tigers had two people on that rebound, but the Knox defender was able to knock it off of one of the Tigers, and it's going to stay with the Eagles here. Here comes the inbound to half court. Dangerous pass. Eagles get it across half court. There's going to be a quick shot on the other end. There's a quick shot by Amanda Woods, and it's going to be 3-0 Eagles. Now the Eagles can pick up the press. Cole has it, gives it to Elsie. She gets it across the timeline. Gives it to Sheree Cole. Cole has it on left-hand wing, now dribbles in the middle. Throws up a shot from 15, good. They left her wide open, and she took advantage right in the middle of the lane, and she was able to put it in. It's 3-2. Hill almost comes away with the steal. Meanwhile, the Eagles get it across. They have a 3-on-2 break. Gets it over to Woods again, who's going to put up another shot, and good. Looks like she's in shooting mode tonight. They're going to keep an eye on her. Now at the other end, Eagles pick up the press again as Sheree Cole brings it across. It's 5-2, Eagles. Elsie, wide open from 18, no good. Two Tigers over on the rebound, and it's coming the other way. Eagles loses it off her foot. Woods gives it up to the defender. Now it's going up the top of the key. Nicole Harrison has it. Gets it over to Billy Mitchell. Mitchell in the corner to Woods. He's got all five of the points for the Eagles tonight. Now back around the top of the key. Harrison gets it to Raymer. Raymer holds it high, dribbles, stops, gets it back to Harrison. Harrison to Raymer, now in the corner, now up to Delaney, who throws up a shot off the back of the rim, no good, rebound by Hill in the middle of the lane. Good job by boxing out by the Tigers underneath, let Hill wide open to get that rebound. She brings it all the way down, gives it to Elsie on the right-hand wing. Elsie picks up her dribble, now gets it to Sheree Cole between the circles. Cole bounced past the Hill on the left wing, dribbles into the lane, not but knocked away, now it's picked up by Raymer. Raymer doesn't know what to do with it, and now she slows it down. Gets it to Harrison. Pretty quick pace at the beginning of this game. Mitchell has it. Bounce pass into the corner for Woods. Holds it high and gets it to Mitchell. Mitchell holds it high. Top of the key. And Harrison's going to bring it back out and reset. Raymer has it over on the left-hand wing. It bounce now, pass in.
It looks like they really don't know what they want to run here.
No, which is weird because the first couple of trips down the floor, they really got the ball to where they wanted to and just went in for the score. Meanwhile, that's what Kimberly Elsie does. Little head and shoulder fake around the defender, and she's able to put it up over the rim and good. It's 5-4 with 4:45 left to go in the first quarter. A lot of action early on. Face yourselves, ladies. You still got a long way to go. Haley Kelsey steals it at half court. There's a steal caused by the press there. And Elsie gets it in the corner to Kelsey, who immediately goes around her defender, and her defender falling down tries to grab onto Haley's leg as she goes by, and that's going to be a foul. Elsie's going to inbound it underneath the basket. Here's LD. Little lob pass to Kelsey, and it's going to be over the back. That'll be over the back on number 13, Stephanie Hicks. Another tall one. They have three people that are around 6 foot.
That's impressive for girls' high school basketball.
That's impressive for boys' high school basketball in this area. Kelsey steals the rebound, pulls it away, falls down, and keeps her dribble, gets it to Scudder. It's a Cole, top of the key, over to the left-hand wing to Elsie, who slows it down a little bit. Ooh, a whale of a pick by Scudder. Peels off her defender. Cole with the ball fake. Looking for somebody, gets it to Elsie, and they're going to start it over again. Scudder to Hill over on the left-hand wing. Hill dribbles to the middle, gets it to Cole. Running a little three-man weave here in the middle. Scudder almost loses it, but gets it to Cole. Cole dribbles around, looking for the pick and roll. Wasn't there, and gets it to Hill, to Elsie, and they're going to try it again. Hey, fourth time's a charm here.
Scudder, let's hope so.
Slaps the ball, looking for Hill. Nobody's around. Ooh, a little wraparound pass to Kelsey, to Cole. To Elsie. Elsie finds herself wide open from 19. Front of the rim, no good. It's going to be rebounded in the middle by Hicks. Hicks throws it into the corner on the press. I don't know why. And Harrison's going to be fouled. Or excuse me, Mitchell's going to be fouled on the side by Jesse Hill.
When Kimberly Elsie had the ball out there, she could have drove right into the lane and fired up a shot. She opted to shoot deep, and it didn't work for her.
Well, and she kind of hesitated on it. That made her throw her rhythm off a little bit. Meanwhile, the Eagles down at the other end. Woods gets it in the middle, knocked away by Elsie, but it's going to come all the way back out to the top, and Harrison's going to reset. Harrison has it, drifting over to the right-hand side. Over to Tungate. Tungate in the corner to Woods. There, she's wide open, as the coach says. And Hicks gets it up and in. She was able to front Scudder, and she's tall enough, she was just able to shoot right over the top. Elsie with an athletic play to pull down the ball in the middle of the press. And she gets it to Cole. Cole's over on the left-hand wing to Scudder. Scudder holds it high and fires it across to Kelsey. Kelsey to Kimberly Elsie to Scudder. Ooh, loses control of the dribble, and that's going to go the other way. Another substitution here for the Eagles is going to be James is in for Mitchell.
Here we go. We're going to get the ball into Hicks. Knox County does. Hicks dribbles out of the pressure and straight out of bounds, but she just went straight out of bounds. Cole was applying the pressure, and Cole didn't really reach or anything, so they called it just an automatic going out of bounds. It'll be a Tiger ball here. Cole has it top the key, feeds it into Kelsey. Kelsey just inside the three-point arc, gets it off to Elsie. Elsie thought about the three, and now hands off to Cole. Cole dribbles out now between the circles, kicks it out deep for Elsie. Elsie resets the offense, now gets the right elbow for Kelsey. Kelsey back to Elsie, now left wing for Cole. Cole puts it on the floor, dribbles around to Kelsey's screen, inside the arc, now kicks it out for 15-foot from Hill. Yeah, splashes it home. Good-looking shot there by Hill, and a nice pass by Cole to set it up.
The way the Tigers faced themselves on that play left Hill wide open from about 10.
Hicks takes it down the length of the court, puts it off the backboard, and good. They found Hicks in the middle. She was not guarded by Brashear on the press, so they got it to her, and she took it down to the court and made a little layup there. Good-looking kind of a sky hook type shot, but she got it to fall. Now Brashear has the ball. Kelsey has it just inside the arc. Hands off to Elsie. Elsie gets it beyond the arc to Scudder. Scudder bounced past to Hill. Hill gets it to Cole at the top of the key. Cole looks in. Now gets the free throw line for Kelsey. Kelsey can't do anything with it. Kicks it back out to Hill. Now right wing for Elsie. Elsie into the corner for Scudder. Scudder hits right block. Kelsey off the backboard. No good, but she was fouled. She'll shoot two from the line.
Boy, Brashear's having to run an offense. I bet they're running 40 seconds of offense every time they come down the floor. Knox County is playing a very, very tight defense right now. No matter where the Tigers are going, Knox County's following. They're not giving them any sort of buffer. So if you have quick people on your team, you can get away with that. Otherwise, you're going to get burnt.
That was on Harrison of Knox County, her first. Kelsey's first shot was good. It's 7-9, 126 left to go first quarter. Second shot's off the front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by jump ball. Hill was involved. It'll be Knox County ball. They get the ball into Hicks. Hicks hands off to Tungate. Tungate makes it loose to the court, kicks it out to Harrison. No, that's the new girl, James. Her shot was no good. And on the rebound, there's a girl down for Knox County, tongue gate comes up lame, they're going to have to, she's going to walk off on her own power, but she's, it's either a right ankle or a right knee.
She was right in the middle of the action, so they pretty much had to stop the play just so nobody else got hurt, either her or anyone tripping over.
Meanwhile, Brashear has the ball. They get it to Cole. Cole brings it across the court and has the right side. Sets up for three but doesn't take it. Gets it into Scudder. Scudder appeared to be fouled but lost the ball and it's going to be Knox County ball. James is off. Harrison. Harrison has it top the key. Could have gone in, but she just decided to pull it out. Now hands off to James. James gets it top the key for Raymer gets it to Harrison. Lau left wing for James. Now into the corner for Mitchell. They try to get into Hicks, and Hicks has it poked away. And then on the attempted gather by Hill, they're going to get her on a foul, reaching in on James. I don't know. When the ball is out and open like that, it should be equal for both players to go for it. I don't know how you could really call Hill for the foul there.
Hill slid the farthest on the floor, so they gave it to her, I guess.
They get the ball straight into Harrison. Harrison gets it off to James, then back to her. Now to Mitchell, now into the corner for James. Now off to Mitchell, just outside the left side of the arc. She tries to pass it off to James again, and Elsie knocks it out of bounds.
Elsie knocked it out of bounds, and it bounced out. She caught the ball, turned around, and was going to wing it right off of the old Eagles noggin there, but luckily the official blew the whistle on that.
They get the ball into James, who launches a three, more of a heave. It wasn't really a good-looking shot.
She really cocks her hands back over her head to throw up the shot. Elsie's going to come down. Is she going to be able to get a shot up? Nope, it's going to be blocked. I think we're going to give Chelsea Call a rebound on that shot. Why not? Right before the buzzer rang. 9-7, boy.
Doesn't get Tyler, much tighter than that.
Tyler is glad I showed up for this because I made him do the first game pretty much by himself. Even when I did show up, I didn't say anything. Hey, we got 9-7 score. Eagles are winning. Boy, Knox County brought half the county with them. Their whole side of the stands are filled up. Hey, thanks for supporting our school, Knox. Brashear is. We've got a few more fans than we had at the start of the game.
And we're loaded on our side too.
And Kelsey's going to inbound to Cole. Tiger's still going right to left. Chelsea Collett gives it. Bounce pass by Scudder back to Chelsea. And there's going to be a jump ball, and we're going to waste that opening possession we had.
Good job there by Collett, though, to fall on it, because it could have easily been picked up by Knox County.
Here come the Eagles back the other way. Raymer gets it. Left-handed dribble. Stopped at the free throw or at the half-court line. Little crossover. And she ends up wiping out at the other end. So I thought she was going to pull it out there. She did that nice crossover at the half court, but ended up losing it out of bounds underneath the basket. Made it all the way down there for nothing.
She got a little antsy to get there, I think.
I think she did. She got there a little bit after what she thought she did. Elsie has it over on the right-hand wing. Gets it to Scudder at the elbow. Scudder gets it to Collip. Collip back to Elsie. They're going to run the same play again. There's
motion.
A pick by Scudder. Elsie throws up a shot. No good. It's going to be knocked out of it. Nope, it's going to be saved by Raymer, and Raymer's going the other way. Throws it up in the air and gets it to Harrison. We're kind of a circus atmosphere here right now. As both teams struggling to hold on to the ball.
That last play there by Raymer looked like a rugby tossback.
It did. And Raymer has it now. Gets it to Harrison. Harrison with the left-hand dribble. And now Raymer has it. And it gets knocked away over to Mitchell. Mitchell up top to Noonan. And Noonan is going to have the ball when they call the timeout.
Knox County's coach is very vocal. That's good for a coach, though. You got to be able to hear him.
Exactly.
And they could hear him. I can guarantee you that. Well, what do you see the Tigers need to do here, Mr. Caldwell, here in the last two and a half quarters?
Well, we're playing. I mean, you can't complain about the defense. You're on track to hold them to 35 points or so. We're just not getting the ball into positions where we can shoot. Every time we catch the ball, we got an Eagle defender on us. So,
or two.
We're going to have to come up with some way to get some space for our shooters. And either that or spread it out and then work it inside quickly and take care of that.
What we need to do is, when Sheree Cole drove into the lane, she found Jesse Hill wide open. We need to kind of do that, attack and then pass back.
They're doing a good job of clogging up the lane whenever we try to drive in there. So we'll have to get them spread out and then attack quickly. But it takes pretty good speed to be able to do that. Meanwhile, we're playing some basketball here. Framer has it over on the right-hand side. She picks up her dribble on the wing. Almost throws it away, but gets it to Noonan. Noonan, bounce pass to Harrison. That was Mitchell. Mitchell over to Harrison. Now to Noonan. Holds it high. Gets it to Raymer. Raymer in the corner. And there's going to be a shot from the side. No good. Rebound by Kelsey. Come the other way. Let's see if they listen to us in that timeout. Sheree Cole brings it across. Gets it to Elzie. Elzie wants to pass it back, but Sheree runs away from her. She's going to get it to her one way or another, and now she does. Sheree brings it back between the circles. Think about picking up her dribble and then keeps going. Scudder gets it wide open for a second. Bad pass, so Elzie's not able to pull up the shot. She was wide open top of the key, but the pass was low, and she had to collect it first. Oh, Sheree should have taken that shot at the top of the key. Got a little bit of distance between her and the defender. A little give-and-go action between Elzie and Kelsey. Elzie gets it underneath the Scudder, who misses the layup. Bounced around off a bunch of shoulders, and it's going to be picked up by the Eagles. And Raymer's coming the other way, and she's basically got a one-on-one. Ooh, a wild out-of-control shot, and it was so wild that Kelsey ended up not knowing when the rebound was coming. I think it hit off pretty much the side of the backboard, it looked like.
Yeah, that was a wild, wild-looking shot there.
I had a kind of a feeling in the pit of my stomach that we were going to help Baylor out there on that shot and foul her, but Kelsey played good defense, and Eagles are going to retain possession. Raymer underneath to Mitchell, and that's going to be a kick on the Tigers.
Ooh, thought it looked to me like it was more of a shin-type extension there.
Now underneath.
Good pass right to Sheree Cole.
And Sheree Cole is going to come back the other way looking for somebody to pass it to. She was ahead of the pack except for her and all the Eagles, so she leaves it out front for Elzie. Now Elzie into Kelsey at the junction, who does a little ball fake. Spin move, a little left-handed hook shot, no good. It just didn't fall. Boy, she did three or four things right on that play. It's just the fifth thing, taking the shot, what got her. And now the Eagles coming back the other way. Harrison, who's done most of the ball handling for the Eagles, gives it to Raymer. Raymer, top of the key, over to Mitchell. Mitchell, just barely over on the right-hand side. There's going to be a shot by the Eagles. No good. Rebound is going to be tipped out of bounds and going to the Tigers there. That shot was by Miranda James. She of the overhead shooting motion.
That.
Kelsey's going to inbound to Cole. Cole quickly brings it across. The Eagles have somewhat abandoned the press. As soon as we throw it in, they kind of slack off a little bit. Kelsey immediately attacks the rim, gets it knocked away, and it's going to be picked up by the Eagles. There's tough defense there, arms and elbows everywhere, and Kelsey had nowhere to go.
There's about three defenders right on top of her as soon as she caught the ball.
That's right, and she tried to spin out of the way, and it didn't happen for her. Meanwhile, Harrison has it. Gives it to Raymer. Raymer over the right-hand side. Bounce pass into the corner for Mitchell. Mitchell splits the defenders, and it's going to be stolen by Ashley Clarkson, who came into the game. And she gets to Sheree Cole. Way to pay dividends there, Ashley. And Sheree brings it across half court. Over to Elzie. Still 9-7, which is what it was 3 minutes ago when I made the comment.
Maybe you're jinxing us.
Maybe. Chelsea Collip gets it in the corner. Now to Sheree Cole. Sheree dribbles around the screen by Kelsey, who's going to be wide open. There's the tie ball game. The reverse jinx from Tyler Killen helped get us 2 points that time. And Harrison's going to bring it across. It's a tie ball game now. 3.5 minutes left. Ooh, Elzie. Harrison getting a little bit careless with the ball out there at half court. Elzie just reached up and grabbed it, and it's going to be a jump ball. Go to the Tigers.
That was a good play there by Kimbo. Just came sliding in and got both hands on it. Heck, she controlled more of it than really the Knox County player did. Hill's going to have it for Brashear. She gets it off to Cullop. Cullop has it out beyond the arc. Gets it into the corner for Cole. No, Elsie. Elsie gets it off to Cole. Cole goes around it. Man, it looked like she was whacked in the face, but she goes around the screen anyway. She gets it off to Cullop. Cullop has it between the circles. Now dribbles left side. Kicks it right side for Cole. Cole puts it on the floor, gets it down to the baseline. Now kicks it back out to Clarkson, right elbow. Now to Cole beyond the arc. Cole dribbles in. Has it knocked away by Mitchell. And it goes out of bounds off of Cole, they're going to say. Will they get Cole with a foul there?
They got her on a foul because Knox County knocked it away, got possession of it, and then Sheree tried to get it back and ended up fouling her with the body.
Harrison brings it up for Knox County. Guarded by Cobb. She gets the left wing for Hicks. Now back to Harrison, top of the key. They're going to slow down the pace of the game here. Now they get a right wing for Woods. Woods holds. Now tries to get it off to Mitchell, but Elsie stole it, misses the layup, but Collins sort of cleaned up the mess, and she misses as well. Stolen by Hicks, and Hicks is off to the races. She takes it to the length of the court for a left-handed left, and she is fouled by Sheree Cole. Hicks will have a couple free throws here. 9-9, 2:15 left to play, second quarter.
Say what, Hicks listed as 6'1". She can zip down that.
She
Sheree
can
Cole, she, Hicks was dribbling, and Sheree Cole still couldn't catch her. Had to come across from behind and foul her on the arm in order to stop her from making the basket. We'll see if she can get to the honest way here.
She got one.
Heaves it up left-handed, no good. And Chelsea Cullop rebounds because the coach was talking to the rest of the Eagles. Could have cost him a rebound there, but we'll see. Sheree Cole with the ball faking her, calling her for steps. I don't think she established a pivot foot there, but they called her for steps anyway.
Well, she was moving before she put the ball down.
She had two pivot feet there, and then zero. The Eagles are going to inbound it right in front of us, we think. And there it comes into Harrison. Harrison.
Hey.
It's going to be off Hicks to Kelsey. Kelsey to Hill. Hill pulls up, gives it to LD. Bang is three there, Kimberly. No good. The rebound is going to come to...
Golly!
And the Knox County player.
That was a hard hit there by James. Man, that was loud.
It was loud. That was right here. Hit the stage right in front of us. Boy, that's
she got up right quickly, though.
That's 100% effort right there. She didn't slow down until...
And she was rewarded by the brick wall.
Exactly. Boy, that's... both of these teams are giving it all tonight. This is not bad first game of the tournament for both teams here, setting the tone. Hill has it over on the right-hand wing. Dribbles in, then comes out again. Picks up a dribble, gives it to Kelsey. Kelsey holds it high to Clarkson, who thinks about shooting at the free throw line. No good. And she ends up throwing it away. And Harrison hits the floor again, and she was pushed this time.
No, that is Harrison.
She's going to be covered the other way.
I think James was the one that went down over here. At any rate, they're getting mugged everywhere.
They're leaving a lot of Eagle paint here on the floor. Eagles.
Mitchell takes it in. Anyway, Elsie comes over. I think it was partially blocked there by Kelsey. Elsie comes down, launches a three. Hey,
there we go. She knew, you could tell, as soon as she came across half court, she started looking at that basket, and she just drained it. Meanwhile, Kelsey steals the pass on the other end, and she throws up the shot and gets fouled. She'll shoot a couple. 12-10 Tigers. Let's see if we can keep it going. A little bit of action. We had a lull here between about the middle of this quarter, but it's starting to pick up a little bit now. Here we go, Haley.
Boom.
First one's good. I think she's 2-3 for the night. Sheree is going to sit down, and Chelsea Collip comes in. Here's Haley Kelsey's second one. 13-10 Tigers. No good. She needs to stick with shooting the first one here. Ashley Carson gets in on that rebound. It's going to be a jump ball to stay with the Eagles. Hey, that was not bad. Anytime you can get even an all-staying possession on a free throw.
Oh, yeah.
Or they have inside position, then you're doing something right. Ashley's going to sit down now, and Christina Scudder comes in. We're going to see if this team's going to be out here for the last minute, too.
We got the press on now. Brashear does.
We do. Ooh, dangerous pass in the middle to Hicks, but she's 7.5
feet
tall. It's not going to be
buddy.
Much of an issue. My God, she absorbed a... contact from Scudder. He shot a little fadeaway.
There ought to have been some kind of foul on that, I would think.
There was something going on. She's just so long, I don't think we have anybody that can block her if she gets the ball down inside. Powell dribbles in the corner and gets it to Hill. 13-12 with 40 seconds left to go. The Tigers lead. Kimberly Elsie gets it. Left-handed dribble and left wide open from 18. Good. Way to go, Kimberly. You got a little bit of... They're doing what we said, Tyler.
They are.
Some people inside. There's going to be knocked away by Kelsey. Picked up by Elsie, who has to pick up a dribble. Gives it to Collin. Almost stolen from behind.
The patented circle move there by Collin.
You may have been able to hear that slap from here on the other side. She tried to
give
Kimberly a little tap there.
Raymer got her money's worth on that one.
She did. Nothing malicious, of course, but it just kind of one of those hits that really made a lot of noise. Tigers inbound in front of us. Bounce pass to LZ, who gets it to half court and stays on this side. 14 seconds left. LZ drives in. Going to be blocked by Hicks. She gets it back. Gets it to Kelsey. 8 seconds left. LZ's going to throw up a three. No good. Front of the rim. And rebound's going to go out of bounds. Stay with the Tigers with 2.9 seconds left. Tigers going to see if they can add a couple more points before halftime. 15-12.
I got a little wraparound here by Kimberly. She's going to shoot a three. What do you got?
You think so? I think Chelsea's going to throw it in and something's going to happen. And that's what happens. LZ gets the dribble to get away. LZ, instead of settling for a tough shot from 18, took one dribble into the defenders and put it up, and the defenders jumped into her. She drew the foul with just under a second left to go. Boy, that was a smart play, her first one. Now it's really smart. I'm a big fan of that play.
Oh, it looks ingenious now that she made it.
I could double my liking of this play here. And she makes the second one. 9 tenths of a second, 17-12. Eagles get it in. That's all they can do.
Yeah.
Hey, nice comeback there by the Tigers. Down 9-7 for virtually the whole second quarter. End up going to the halftime with a 17-12 lead. We'll be back at the other end. Let's play a few more quarters of basketball here.
Well, what do you see going on here in the third quarter, Mr. Carlo?
Third quarter, there's going to be some dribbling, most assuredly some passing, shooting. I cannot guarantee scoring.
That's a good thing, because second quarter, you were let down for the first half of the quarter.
I'll tell you what, it probably took... 6 of the 8 minutes before there was any sort of substantial scoring to speak of at all. But we're going to start out scoring right now. Tigers are going to start out strong because Haley Kelsey passes to Kimberly Elsie, and she's going to bring it across. Let's see what Coach Williams told him at halftime. Score some points, she said. Play defense. Let's go shoot some hoops.
Here we go.
Sheree Cole almost pulls the trigger. Gives it to Jesse Hill. Off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound to Cole. Blocked by Hicks and Chelsea. Sheree Cole is going to be... at the line, shooting two. Hey, those are points too.
She was just kind of standing there, and the ball fell right in her lap, so she put it up and was hacked.
Hacked by Hicks, the Hick hack. Sheree, first one crawls over the front of the rim, and it's good. It's going to be 18-12. Here comes the second one. Also good. I told you we were going to score.
That's a good call. Usually when you say something, we end up blowing it or
That's
something.
Right. I'm going to go get my Powerball ticket tonight on the way home. Hicks gets it underneath the basket, gets it to Raymer. Raymer is going to be trapped in the corner, gets it across to Mitchell. Mitchell is going to bring it all the way in. Jump stop, throws it up, off the backboard, no good. Rebound to the Eagles, no good. It's going to be knocked away by Mitchell, and in the process, she's going to go over the back. 31, Woods is back in. Woods scored the first 5 points for the Eagles. Attacking the rim, and then she basically sat the whole... last half of the first quarter and rest of the second. So I don't know what the deal was with her, but regardless, Tigers come back the other way. Elsie has it, dribbles around her defender, gets some distance, blocked by Hicks. She's going to go all the way up underneath the basket because she got it back. And now Sheree Cole has it over on the left-hand wing. Chaz gets some distance, gets it to Elsie, who thinks about three, then no good. And Cole has it now. Left-hand wing, holds it high. Shakes her defender, and she tries to shoot. No good.
It takes the Tigers a little long to set up for their shots,
yeah.
And by that time, the defense recovers.
I think they're also thinking about it. They don't want to get it blocked.
Yeah.
Cole goes over the top and gets it to Elsie. In the corner to Cole. Cole dribbles around her defender, gets a little bit of space, pulls up again, and Hill has it. I don't think this is clock burner on purpose, but it's certainly achieving the effect.
It's effective.
Yeah. Scudder gets it to Elzy on the right-hand wing. Elzy dribbles around the defender, gets some space, throws it up. Nice touch by Kimberly Elzy. That thing hit pretty hard off the back of the rim, bounced straight up in the air and came down through the hoop. Framer inbounds it to Harrison. Harrison harassed by Elzy. Gets it back to Raymer. Raymer back to Harrison. Harrison's going to bring it across now. Hill chases her down. That was a kind of a wild play. I don't know what Jesse Hill was trying to do there. I mean,
she fouled her.
Well, she fouled her. That was the effect. I don't know what the cause was. I don't know why she was trying to do that. Substitutions come in. Chelsea Collip comes in for Jesse Hill. Playing a little bit outside herself was Jesse on that play.
She was displeasing.
Yes. Coach is chewing on her like a piece of beef jerky now. Hicks has it. She's going to be fouled with the body. Goes down hard.
Get Sheree on a reach in there. It looked like she had her hands on the ball, but they're going to get her with a reach. They did, didn't they? Ooh, that's her fourth.
That's Sheree's fourth foul?
Wow. Man.
Ashley Collip's coming in. I didn't realize she had four.
Yeah.
There weren't many fouls to speak of in that first half. So
a lot of them were Sheree.
I guess so. The ones that happened were hers. Hicks bounce passes it in to Mitchell. Mitchell tries to lose Collip, but no good. And she gets it to Harrison. Harrison dribbles between the circles. Fancy dribbling. Learned from a video somewhere, probably. There's going to be one in there to inside. No good. Rebound by Elzy. Elzy's coming the other way. It's 21-12, Tigers. 5:40 left to go in the third. Elzy brings it across half court. Kind of drifting off to the right-hand side now near half court. Lob pass into Kelsey. We'll see how the loss of Sheree Cole for pretty much the rest of the half takes care of it. Scudder zips the top of the key to Collip, who knocks it down and controls the dribble. Bounce pass to Elzy. Dangerous across half court. Kelsey finds herself wide open. Little look at it.
That was impressive. That's there,
the new
by
shot.
Kelsey.
She was going right, and at the very last second, switched the ball to her left hand and flipped it up over the side of the rim with Hicks in her grill there. That'd be enough to change my shot, too.
Oh,
and here
man.
Comes Hicks. Like she shot out of a cannon, bounce pass in there, and it's going to be good.
Give her
there's
the assist
Woods.
There.
She got the assist, and Woods is starting to score again. Ooh, there's a dangerous pass by Collip, but it's controlled by Elzy, who gets it across half court. And she waits for everybody to come meet her, and then she gets it to Collip. Collip holds it high, spins, gets it to Kelsey off her knee, and it's going to be picked up by the Eagles. Harrison has it between the circles. Gets it over to Mitchell. Mitchell in the corner to Woods. Woods.
There's that heave shot.
Let's it go, and it's going to be picked up by Kimberly. She's coming the other way. Through traffic, but they end up just sort of a light press, token press by the Eagles to slow her down a little bit. She gets it to Kelsey. Kelsey has it at the top of the key. Gets it to Collip. Coach Williams said, no, no, no. We're calling timeout here, and 4:14 left to go in the third. It's 23-14 Tigers. Expanded the lead a little bit.
I see us using my favorite style of offense. I smell clock burner.
Is that what that smell is?
Yep.
I thought they burn a batch of chili in the lunchroom.
Hey, that chili is good. Go down and get you some. Nope, that is clock burning coming. We're up 9.
Clock burning is hard on light bulbs, from what I gather.
Well, buy a new box because we're gonna use some here. We do have a lot of clock to burn. What do you got? 12, 14 left to go in the game.
We'll see where it ends up.
It's Tiger Ball here, isn't it? Yeah, Tigers are going to inbound. Ashley Clarkson's going to inbound for the Tigers. We're in a little stack up from the free throw line. They get it into Elzy. Elzy's in the corner. She's going to dribble to the midcourt here. She gets it off to Kelsey just outside the arc at the top of the key. Now left wing for Collip. Collip gets into the corner for Kimberly Elzy. Elzy has it now at the top of the key. Sets up a new offense. Gives it off to Kelsey. Kelsey turns, faces the basket. Now puts on the floor, tries to get around Hicks, can't do it, gets it off to Elzy. Dangerous pass, Elzy corrals it. She dribbles off to the corner. Now gets it to the right elbow for Scudder. Scudder puts it on the floor. Can't get by Hicks. Hicks is everywhere on defense, and they get him for a travel? I didn't see her shuffle the feet there.
I thought it was going to be a foul on Hicks.
Yeah,
on the top,
she reached on her.
And trying to get away from her, they called her for the foul. Or they called her for the travel, excuse me.
Knox kind of gets it into Hicks, who gets it over to James. And James is going to be fouled by Clarkson as Clarkson tried to reach for the ball but couldn't get it. That's the third foul on the Tigers. James inbounds now to Harrison. Harrison gets it right wing for Mitchell. Mitchell now into the corner for James. James is going to heave one. No! Clarkson with the rebound. Clarkson can't get it away. She finally puts on the floor and dribbles out of the trouble there by James. Probably traveled, and then the ball goes out of bounds off of Harrison. That was an awful high dribble there by Ashley
Clarkson. Well, she let it go twice after that, so I guess they just gave her the benefit of the doubt on it. There were a lot of hands in there. It could have been knocked away by the Eagles, too.
Collip was driving towards the basket, and then she was fouled by Mitchell. So we're going to have to take it out of bounds again. The Tigers are. That's the Knox County Eagles' third foul as well. Meanwhile, Jesse Hill enters the game for Ashley Clarkson. Collip to inbound for the Tigers. Coach doesn't want our team to catch it, but we do anyway. Elsie gets it off to Collip. Collip dangerously walking the line over there on the far side. She now goes around to Scudder screen, very effective, and she tries to get around again. Great pass to Jesse Hill and the foul.
Wow.
Collip was falling out of bounds, and she somehow found Hill. Hill was right under the basket. Hill put it up and in, and she was fouled the boot. 25-14 with Hill shooting the free throw. We got 2:57 left to go third quarter.
Collip had to absorb that contact there right at the block and knocked perilously close to out of bounds, was able to get it to Hill because the defender went over like you're told to do. If you see someone struggling on the baseline, you go get them.
Oh, meanwhile, Harrison saves the ball. Great save to Kimberly Elsie on Brashear. Elsie gets the left wing for Collip. Collip looking to pass to somebody. Some few jukes now. Picks up her dribble. Gives it off to Elsie. Elsie has it top the key. Gets her right wing for Collip. Collip puts on the floor. Whoa, mama, she is absolutely... She was crunched by Hicks, and they called nothing. It changed to her trajectory across the court, and they didn't call it. She launched the ball. I mean, it wasn't a very good shot, but, man, she was mugged there by Hicks. Anyway, it's going to be out of jump ball, is it? Jump ball is going to be – it's going to be Knox County ball, whatever happened. Here we go. They get it down to – they're going to get it inside to Noonan. Noonan, I think, was the one with it. They get it now right wing for – You're right. It was Raymer. Elsie has the ball anyway. They missed their shot. She got the rebound. She brings it across court for the Tigers. She gets the right wing now for Hill. Hill holds just outside the arc on the right side. Goes into the right elbow. Now kicks it back out to Collip. Collip has it between the circles. Two hands above the head. Now puts it on the floor left side. Gets it off to Elsie. Elsie has it just outside the arc. Dribbles in. Now holds. Gets it into Scudder. Scudder pushed it up. Moving around Hicks. Her shot is no good. Lacked just a little touch and it bounced out, and then they're going to get a foul on Scudder. I don't know what she did to deserve that foul, but
she went over the back on that rebound.
I'll take your word for it. They get the ball into Hicks. Hicks is motoring down the court. Little foul there on Collip. She has something against Chelsea here. She kicks the ball out and they miss their shot. Then Hicks gets the rebound, misses it. Now Kelsey's got it. Kelsey is going to dribble for herself here. He's going to bring it down the court, guarded by Delaney. Now she gets it back to Collip. Collip picks up her dribble in bad shape. She hands off to Elsie. Elsie has it now top the key. Goes around to Hill screen. Now back to Hill. Hill tries to get into Scudder, and Scudder corrals it, and then makes a dangerous pass, touched by Harrison before Kimberly Elsie got her hands on it. Now Elsie has it now right wing for Collip. Collip dribbles off, gets it just inside the arc now for Kelsey. Kelsey holds, now puts on the floor. Gets it now left wing for Elsie. Elsie looks out of breath, now hands off to Hill. Hill has it up the key, now right wing for Collip. Collip guarded closely by Mitchell now. Collip puts on the floor, goes around the screen by Kelsey. Now gets it back to Kelsey. Kelsey has it deep beyond the arc. This is clock burner if you've ever seen it. Kelsey gets a left wing for Hill now. 36 seconds left to play the third quarter. Hill has it top of the key. Now she gives off to Elsie, and the handoff thing finally did not work for the Tigers. I could see that causing trouble, and because Harrison came around with Elsie and got her hands on it as well. Tigers will keep it on the alternative possession. 29.3 seconds left to go. 25-14 in favor of the Tigers. I predict a shot for the Tigers at about 7 seconds. What do you have, Mr. Caldwell?
I don't want to say.
Yeah, that could be.
I have
a
feeling worse than that. I'll just say that. Hill got caught a little bit too close to the half-court line on that last handoff, and that's what caused the problem.
Ooh, they get
baby. Kimberly Elsie ends up shaking her man. There she throws up a shot, and she's going to get a foul call.
Boy, if only that was in about 7 seconds, I would be feeling a little better.
That's right. I would have bought you a Powerball ticket for you.
Elsie's going to get a couple free throws anyway. 25-14. Chance to increase the lead.
First one's good. 26-14 with 25 seconds left to go in the third. Second one is good also. She's perfect from the line tonight. And here they come back the other way. Eagles have it. Gets it to Mitchell. Mitchell over the top. Oh, nice pass underneath the runner. Blocked by Kelsey.
Oh,
they're going to call her.
That was not a foul.
It's tough to say.
No, the ball was not even in her hand when she whipped it out of there. That's a bad call right there.
It's tough to say.
It's not that hard to say.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. We didn't see what happened with the body on that.
I saw it all right here. Well, I ain't got no worse view than they had there.
Except you're about 30 feet farther away.
I could see everything they saw there, and I didn't see the foul.
Hicks gets the rebound, puts it up and in. That's going to be costly.
That's hard on the Tigers.
Kelsey not boxing out on the free throw is going to cost him at least two, if not three.
Williams is fuming now. Look at her. She is hot under the collar.
She should be.
She is giving Haley the thunder here.
The what for? Scudder chases down the rebound on the free throw.
Still plenty of time.
Somebody gives it to Elsie. Elsie is going to bring it across with 10 seconds left. Elsie, between the circles, gets it to Kelsey. Kelsey shakes her man.
Oh, she better kick it back out.
In the
kick
corner.
It back out.
And traveling. They're going to call her for traveling. She did travel over on the baseline.
Yeah.
Trying to make some space. The Eagles are going to come back the other way. Raymer gets it.
She's not going to do anything with it. Oh, she looks confused.
She does. She needs to go talk to the coach a little bit.
The coach says it's all right.
It's all right, he said. I'm going to come and work you over a little bit. We're going to have fourth quarter coming up. It's 27-16, Brashear.
I anticipate the same thing I anticipated third quarter.
We didn't see that third quarter, though.
We're going to see it. I have a feeling.
You could tell it's like somebody cooking bacon in the apartment next to you. It's in the air, and you can tell that it's there. And
it remains there for several days.
It remains there for several days. And this smell I'm talking about is burning clock. It's lurking in the building.
Here's an impressive display by our cheerleaders.
Here we go. Start fourth quarter. Eagles inbound. Woods has it. Now it gets it to Mitchell, who gives it up top to Harrison. Back over to Mitchell, who's going to throw up a high arcing three. No good. Rebound by Hicks. Comes out with it. Throws up a shot way over the basket.
They're
kind of down by Scudder, and it's going to be out of bounds. Going to the Tigers there. I thought it was off Scudder, but hey, we got the benefit of the call on that.
Don't
Kelsey,
knock it.
I'm not going to knock it. They all even out at the end of the year. Kelsey looks at somebody, gives it to Kimberly Elsie, who gets it back to Kelsey. Kelsey crossover dribble at half court, and she gets it across. Picks up her dribble, gives it to Elsie. Elsie.
Good defense here by Knox County.
Very
all
good
over
defense. They're not slacking off at all. Hill gets it out to Collip. Collip holds it high, dribbles between the circle, now near half court, gets it to Hill. Hill tries to lose her man on the Scudder screen, but no good. Bounce pass over to Elsie, who steals it from Scudder, but that's all right, same team. Elsie's going to kind of linger over on the right-hand side, shakes her defender, and they're going to call her for a carry on that. Last dribble got a little bit too high, and they called her on
it. It kind of got away from her there towards the end. Tigers were kind of running some undesirable clock burner there.
Yeah, that's not. They were definitely not under control. Hicks comes back the other way. Oh, she throws up a shot and is fouled on that.
She got the rim there for a three-point play.
And Hicks has been attacking the basket. She didn't even start tonight for whatever reason. So
she didn't start?
I don't think so. Nope, she didn't. I don't have her marked down with a notch, so she didn't start.
She's played ever since, though, I think. I can't remember when she's out.
She's trying to get Sixth Man of the Year award, I think.
I'd give it to her.
27-17 with just over 7 minutes left to go in the fourth. Here comes her second. Free throw. Good. Cuts the lead to 9 points.
Tigers
Kelsey
better get
inbounds to Cole, who's back in the game. Back to Elsie at half court, and she walks it across. Eagles still playing pretty tight man-to-man here. Elsie picks up her dribble.
Looks for
somebody to
pass to.
Gets it to Hill. And Hill trapped in the corner up here by half court. Coach Williams is going to call a timeout.
Well, she didn't think Elsie was going to be able to get rid of it, and I didn't think so either. She finally did get it off the Hill, but that is not relevant anymore as we called the timeout.
This is something that they've been doing all year, but... the Tigers pick up their dribble for no reason a lot of times. There's no reason to start dribbling before you're ready or to stop dribbling before you're ready. And a lot of times we'll end up getting caught with a ball out near half court or near a sideline, and we can't do anything with it. We just have to wait for somebody to get open. So that's just something that they've been doing all year. And hasn't hurt them lately because they've been playing such good defense that they can afford a few mistakes. Elsie gets it across half court, and now she brings it back.
Let's see if she picks up her dribble, like you say.
Maybe that's what Coach Williams was telling him. And she does pick up her dribble when there's nobody within 15 feet of her.
Let's see if
she gets it to
Cole. Does it.
Cole.
Same thing. Yeah.
Gets it to
Elsie,
who throws up a shot from 20. No good. Rebound by Scudder and Elsie, and that's going to be travel because they both had a hold of it.
They didn't know. Oh, boy, they were each ripping it from each other, and then... ended up traveling. That's hard on you.
Coaches don't mind that. It's when you neither of you go for it, and the other team grabs the rebound.
Oh, yes. Hicks tried to take off again and slipped, and the ball was just laying there, so Elsie grabbed it and put it up and in. Knox County tries to get it in. They finally get it in to Raymer. Raymer gets it off to, who is that, Mitchell?
Yeah.
Mitchell gets it in the wing, now gets it into Hicks. Hicks, oh, she traveled so blatantly. How could you not call that a travel? She jumped in the air, came back down, and then put up the shot. She missed it, but I've never seen such obvious traveling that they didn't call. Oh, you could hear the crowd, too. They even saw it.
It was,
man.
That was about the most blatant traveling call that I think I've ever seen. I've been watching basketball a long time.
Man, that was a heck of a...
She tried to do a little spin move, jumped up, and I tell you what, if she's able to get away with that fake, we don't have a chance. That was pretty bad. And Tigers turn it over on the other end. Eagles have it now, and Eagles coach calls a timeout, 29-18 with 5:36 left to go.
I'm still a little hot about that travel. That was so obvious. Oh... Anyway, it's going to be Tiger Ball, isn't it?
I think
not
we turned
Tiger
it over
ball.
Down there.
I was still reeling from the travel. What we got here? 5:36 left to go, 29-18, 11-point lead. What do you see in our future here?
Well, we've been running sort of a conservative clock burner. We've been attacking shots whenever we've seen them. Heck, we've held them to 18 points through more than three quarters. So defense, just keep doing what you're doing, really, and everything else will take care of itself. They're going to have to make up. They're going to have to score 11 points in the last 5.5 minutes when they've only scored 18 the previous, 25 minutes or 27 minutes of the game. So
if they get some good calls like that travel there, they could come back a little easier.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Cole steals it at the other end, gets it to Elsie, who's all alone underneath the basket. Good. Nice play by Cole to chase down that loose ball and got it to Elsie underneath the basket. 31-18. Now they got to make up 13 points.
Here they come.
Harrison brings it back down, pulls up from 16, no good. Rebound by Kelsey. Kelsey clears out, gets it to Cole. light defense played by the Eagles, sort of a man man press there. Cole brings it over in front of the coach. Now kind of drifts back over to the middle of the court. Cole fakes going in, goes around the Kelsey screen, gets it to Elzy, who's open on the wing, and then she pulls it back out. No need to take a shot you're not comfortable with at this point. Up by 13, you've earned the right. Ooh, a little lob pass by Kelsey. Nice pass. I don't know how she was able to thread it through where she did.
That was just Elzy returning the favor from Cole's previous pass to her that got her a shot.
That's right. That was nice. Raymer gets it. Now it's Harrison that has it. Over to Mitchell. Throws up a high arc and three. Good. Hey, there's something they've needed. 33-21 with 4.5 minutes left to go in the fourth. Sheree Cole is coming back the other way.
She just really kind of flicked that out there. It was an odd-looking shot.
She has a lot of backspin on the ball, so it looks like it's never going to make it to the basket, but it does. Scudder has it. Ooh, nice give and go to Cole. Misses the layup. She kind of got caught a little bit underneath the basket and had to throw it up over her head. Harrison brings it across at 150 miles an hour, and now she pulls it back out. Over between the circles. I tell you what, Knox County really has been attacking the basket whenever the chance they get. Hicks rebounds underneath and cuts the lead to 33-23 with 3:50 left to go in the fourth. Cole's going to bring it back the other way. We need to slow down here, Tigers. Cole nudged a little bit by Mitchell. Cole nudged again, and they're going to call her. Second time's a charm for that. That's going to be the sixth. That's foul number six on Knox.
Knox County's coach has Scudder moving her pick every time.
I don't know if he saw that travel or not. The refs have been calling this game pretty loosely, letting them play. That always makes it more enjoyable for the fans here. Knocked away. Kelsey's going to get it. Gives it to Elzy. Elzy has it at the half-court circle. Picks up a dribble. Gets it to Kelsey. Top of the key. 3.5 minutes left to go. 10-point lead for the Tigers. Cole met by three defenders. She's going to travel. Met by Hicks there. Didn't know what to do with it, and she ends up dragging her pivot foot.
Here we go. It's going to be Knox County ball, and he's going to call a timeout. Well, 3:23 left to go. We got a 10-point lead. We just kind of need to ease into the offense. We just kind of we'll muddle around a little, burn a little clock. Just trying to ease this game right on out.
Well, I tell you what, you can only be in so good of a position being down 10, but the Eagles have enough athletes that if they get a little bit more aggressive on D and start trapping, I mean, they can still turn the ball over. I mean, they got they've already fouled six times, so the next one to put them in the bonus. So if you get the Tigers, unfortunately, maybe don't make their free throws, this game is still close. I'm just telling you, stay tuned. You never know what's going to happen. 3:23 left to go. There's threes and twos all over the scoreboard. 3:23 left is 33-23.
And there's three fouls on Mitchell for... Well, you know, I've kind of forgotten, but Cole is playing with four fouls. Has been all fourth quarter.
And she's been pretty aggressive down on defense. She's just playing smart, playing defense, moving her feet. And that's been helping out. Rebound comes to Hicks, who picks up the dribble and gets it over to Harrison. Harrison over to Mitchell. Mitchell in the corner. Now back over to Harrison. Excuse me, Mitchell. Mitchell to Hicks. Hicks is going to do a little hook shot. Good. Right around Scudder. Cuts it to an 8-point lead with 3 minutes left to go in the fourth. Elzy has it. Little spin dribble at half court. Another spin dribble, and she's across the line. Guarded closely by the Eagles. Kelsey has the top of the key, holds it high. Not look like she's in a hurry to do much. She gets pushed away from the rim. Gets it to Scudder underneath, and Scudder puts it up and good. Nice play by Kelsey. She looked out of control all but when she made the pass. And the Eagles are going to come back the other way with it. Mitchell launches the ball, and it's going to be out of bounds off Hicks' hands. It's too tall for Hicks.
Mitchell forgot how tall Hicks was and gave her a few too many inches there.
Hicks got her fingertips on it, and it went out of bounds. Kelsey is going to inbound it. Clarkson comes in for Scudder. Elzy is going to bring it across. 2.5 minutes left to go, 35-25 Tigers. Kelsey, is it? We're going to run the same play here. Kelsey lets Hill go by.
We ran the double option there, and And Kelsey opted not to give it to either one of them.
That's why they call it an option. Elzy, meanwhile, ends up with it over on the right-hand side, drifts over to the between the circles, pulls it back out. And she falls down, but is able to get it to Cole. Cole on the baseline, bulls her way to get it to Clarkson. And Coach Williams is like,
how is that falling down? It's either a travel or it's a foul.
I think she kept her dribble over there until she was on the ground.
Well, that's a foul. They probably pushed her.
Here comes cheerleaders with the old fight song.
Look at everybody is off their seats.
I tell you what, we've got to have... Luckily, we don't have a decibel meter in here. We'd have to buy a new one.
I can't even hardly hear you speaking.
Well, we got 2:04 left to go. It's 35-25. Still same situation pretty much as the last timeout we had. Tigers are going to inbound this one.
Except less time.
That's good news for us.
Here we go. Going to be Tiger ball. Hill's going to inbound for the Tigers. She's going to, well, finally gets it into Elzy on the right side. Elzy gets it off to Cole on the right wing. Cole spins around a couple times. Oh, she's getting feisty. And they're finally going to get Knox County with a foul. They had two girls on her, and they just kept reaching in. Cole finally got it, put the ball down and got away from them. But not before they get Knox County with a reach in. Oh, it's going to be Mitchell Hurtforth as well. Cole's going to get two free throws, one and one. Hopefully two free throws. We're going to see here. Her shot's on the way. Yeah. Bounced around, finally went down. 36-25, 1:57 left to go in the fourth quarter. No, rebounded by Noonan. No, it was rebounded by Woods, Knox County. They get it right away for Mitchell down in the corner for James. James gets it back to Mitchell, but Mitchell almost loses it over the back. She gets it back over. Now poked away by Elzy, regains it. Mitchell drives down to the corner. She gets it into Hicks. Hicks with a layup. Yeah. 36-27, 1:30 left to play. Tigers having trouble getting the ball and finally getting to Cole. Cole's moving up the court, finally gets it across. Goes all the way to the right block and has it blocked by Hicks, and Hicks is off to the races. Hicks is moving and grooving, and a left-handed layup, no good. Off to Woods on the other side, and Woods lays it up and in. I don't know if that was a pass or not. She might claim it was. It was a shot. She missed it. 36-29, 1:09 left to go. Elzy gets it across for the Tigers. Elzy dribbles left side now. Now back right. Gets it off to Cole, right side. We're running a call. I bet it's a clock burner. Cole moves right side. Now left side goes around. Clarkson screen. Clarkson wide open to the base. Line, yeah. She puts it up in and off the glass. 49 seconds left to play. 38-29. Knox County's going to come down moving. They need to get a shot off in a hurry if they expect to come back. They get it in the corner for James. James fires a three. Misses it. I believe Hicks got the rebound and gets it off. Somebody gets a three off. It's Mitchell. Mitchell gets a three off and scores. 32-38, 32 seconds left to go. All of a sudden, this thing has gotten close. Way too close for comfort if you're a Tiger fan.
Well, Knox has decided to start pouring some threes in. First one didn't go, but Hicks, quite the commodity underneath on rebounds. If she's not grabbing it herself, she's tipping it to one of her teammates because she's tall and she's got long arms and long fingers probably.
Long neck, everything you can think of, it's long.
She's got wearing a ponytail on top of her head, which makes her look even taller. So, I tell you what, this is Rashir's side getting shifting in their seats a little bit. We'll see how the last 32 and a half seconds plays out. 38-32 Tigers, and they're going to inbound it underneath the Knox County basket. Kelsey's going to inbound it.
Full court pressure here by Knox County.
Fronted by Woods. Bounce pass in the corner to Elzy, who thought for a second about pushing it up the court, and now just takes the time. Knox is going to have to start fouling.
Yeah, they can't catch her.
They can. She's able to dribble away from the defenders two or three times. able to get the distance in order to...
Oh, double dribble.
Oh, she ends up losing the dribble. She was doing a good job of getting the distance between her and the and her a defender. Meanwhile, Hicks gets it all the way in. She's going to be fouled by Hill. That's the last thing you want to do.
Yeah,
you
don't foul.
You need to make her score it, honestly. 13 seconds left. It's a six-point game.
Could be four here if she makes both these
free throws. Could be four, and the way they have to hide in there.
Call-up comes in for Hill. Hill just picked up her fourth foul, but 13 seconds. I believe I'd let him play. Here we go. Here comes Hicks' free throw. Yeah. Five-point game. I remember last year, Tracy McGrady scored 13 points in 35 seconds.
We don't want to hear that.
She mailed them both. It's 38-34. It's going to be Tiger ball, though, and they're going to have only 13.4 seconds to burn before a big, big W.
Well, we're going to start seeing a lot of fouls coming up. Coach Frey from the Eagles is putting in his fouling people. They know what to do when they get in the game. Boy, both sides are getting pumped up there. Just over 13 seconds left to go. 38-34 Tigers. Tigers have the ball, and we're probably going to see a quick steal try by the Eagles. If not, we're going to have a foul, I'm sure. We'll see if the Tigers can make their free throws. I really, really hope what I said about 5 minutes ago isn't coming true right now. What
did you say about 5 minutes ago?
Oh, I said that the Eagles can get back in it with good D and...
Why'd you say that?
And if the Tigers don't hit their free throws, we're going to be in trouble. Well, it's not my fault if we don't hit free throws. That's fundamental.
You shouldn't
Kelsey
have said
anything. Kelsey inbounds to LZ, and LZ fouled quickly, poked in the eye. We'll see if she can shoot free throws one-eyed. 12.3 seconds left to go, but barely a second went off the clock there.
Michael Jordan shoots free throws blindfolded before. He's made them.
He did. We don't have any Michael Jordans on our team, sadly. Elsie's first is good. Prove me wrong, Kimberly. That's a 5-point game.
Something.
Still two possession. Even if she makes this, it'll be two possession. Just a little bit bigger ones. Elsie's next one's good. I think she's perfect from the line tonight. If maybe missed one out of eight or so.
Oh, they can't even get it in.
Knocked away by Ashley Clarkson. That was a good play by her. Now the Eagles try to throw over the top at half court and end up being knocked away by Clarkson. It'll be Eagles ball still.
Oh.
Another one. It's going to be stolen by...
What's she doing? Pass it.
Bounce pass to Cole. And
no foul.
Coach Frey said no foul. 40-34 is going to be our final score. Nope. Oh,
why
I
did
thought
she
watch
that?
A little rub in the face there by Trey Cole, but yeah, she didn't make it. It's all right. You got to compete till the end. 40-34 is the final score. We'll see you back here with the boys' game in 12. All right. Starting for the Eagles tonight, we got number 13, Corey Schultz, number 21, Brett Hunter, number 23, Trevor Parton, number 33, Brett Hamlin, and number 55, Dennis Dent. Meanwhile, for the Tigers, Andrew Linhart's going to start, followed by Justin Hazen, Jacob Shipman, Cale Watson, and Tyler Killen's getting to start tonight, or BHS Broadcasting Zone, Tyler Killen. They'll jump it up at half court. Looks like Knox is throwing out some height against us, which is about par for the course whenever we play somebody. We're not very tall, but we're quick, and we have to use that to our advantage. We can't try to compete with teams the same way they play against us. It just doesn't work. Cale Watson is going to jump up against Dennis Dent, and we'll be underway here in a few seconds. Here we go. Tip is controlled by Knox County. controlled by Parton. Parton gets it to Hunter. Hunter looks like he's going to run point tonight. Gives it back to Parton. Parton has it now into Dent. Dent elevates and scores over Cale Watson. It's going to be 2-0 Eagles.
Didn't take them long to get it into the big man.
Nope, they know what they're doing. Ooh, Jacob Shipman releases on the other end. The shot's no good. Had to shoot kind of a left-handed layup. Kind of out of control, and Hunter comes the other way, and he's going to lose it out of bounds. Good defense by Jacob Shipman. We'll see if the Tigers can continue to keep beating that press over the top. We'll see how they have the same coaches. We'll see how similar the games are between the boys and the girls. There's going to be a foul on Cale Watson. The ball gets stuck up by the rim. And Brett Hamlin's going to shoot 2 free throws here. It's 2-0 and 7:21 left to go in the first quarter. Nothing but net on the first one. Nice little left-handed shot. Here comes the second one. No good. Rebound is going to be out of bounds. The Knox, the free throw shooter, was able to chase that down over on the sideline before any Tiger got there, but just after it got out of bounds. Cale Watson gets it into Linhart. Linhart over the top back to Watson, and we're going to see the first offense run by the Tigers tonight. Watson streaking across the middle over the top is going to be rebounded by Dent, and they're coming back the other way. Parton has it now. That's Hunter.
Nice looking job by Cale Watson, though, right into the lane.
That's right. Don't give him a chance to see what your offense is yet. Schultz has it. Bounce pass. And it's going to be around the rim and good. There's the shot by Brett Hamlin. It's going to be 5-0 Eagles. Tigers going to start scoring to keep pace here because Eagles look like they can put some points on the board. Stolen by Hamlin. Linhart falls down, and there's going to be a carry on that. It's going to go back to the Tigers. Tigers need to already having problems taking care of the ball. Need some more controlled dribbles, and everybody, I think, is trying to do a little bit too much now. They're only down 5-0. So just make the smart passes and we can get right back in this. 6.5 left to go in the first. Watson tries to shake his defender. Linhart sets the pick. And now it gets it back to Watson. Watson has it at the circle. Gives it to Hazen. Hazen to Linhart. Linhart thinks about three. Dribbles in. Gives it back to Hazen. Hazen over the top to Killen, who throws up a shot. No good. And it's going to be rebounded by Hunter. Hunter is going to bring it back. Cross half court. No press by the Tigers to this point. Hunter drips over to the left-hand side. Gets the ball back from the corner. Now into Schultz. Hamlin gets a block by Shipman. Shipman controls the block and gets it back in. Hey, that's what old Bill Russell used to do. There's underneath the Killen who throws it up and good. Nice play by Killen. Killen with good body control caught it right underneath the basket. Was able to put it up and in. A nice pass by Cale Watson there. Hamlin comes back the other way quickly. Guarded by Killen. There's going to be a charge on Hamlin. Killen got back. Took the charge. Boy, you can't stop this guy. Tyler Killen.
He was happy about that. clapping away.
Fired up from that girls game still. 5-2 Tigers. Linhart's going to inbound. Hamlin's going to go sit down and burn some energy on the bench. He's been very active tonight. You can't fault the player for that, but you got to be under control. Linhart's going to inbound underneath the basket. Looking for somebody. Gets it to Killen. Killen controls it. Gives it back to Watson. Watson to Linhart. Linhart loses his dribble. Misses. Watson streaking on the other side. Gives it to Killen across half court. Now the Tigers will see what they can do with it. Over the top. It's going to be knocked away. Stolen by Dent. Dent is going to lay it up and in. Tigers did not play that very well at all. Nobody wanted to dribble on it. They just wanted to keep passing it, and even though they had the dribble available. Linhart has it over on the right-hand side. Left hand. Gets it to Killen. Back to Linhart. Now inside to Shipman. Shipman absorbs the contact, and there's going to be a foul. I don't know if it was on Dent. It was probably on whoever was guarding him more closely, on Parton.
They're going to call it on Dent.
Oh, they are going to call it on Dent. We need to get that big guy out of there. So that was a good play by Shipman to take it right to him.
He really looked like he might have had a clean block on that, but they're saying he got a piece of him.
I guess so.
But we'll take it.
We will.
Nice looking shot by Shipman. Hits the first end. Get a chance to make a two-point play here. Second shot, it's on its way, and it's good, too. Eagles inbound it. Yeah.
Hey, there's going to be a turnover caused by Cale Watson. Got in the passing lane there. Number 15 is in the game now. Cody Couch took an extra step because Watson flashed into that lane a little bit, and it caused a lot of problems for him.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out who that was. He just came in the game. Cale Watson with the ball now up top. He gets it over to Hazen on the right side, right wing. Hazen looks to get it to Watson back in the corner. It gets it to Shipman, the right side of the lane, and he loses the ball. Eagles will have it, bring it back the other way. Couch has it up top, gets it back to the left side. Shot just inside the arc is no good, and Tigers come up with a rebound. Cale Watson brings the ball back the other way for the Tigers. Watson gets it across over the right side and hands it back out to
Anderson
up top. Anderson back over to Watson on the right side. A lot of movement going on. Gets it back to Anderson, and he just about loses the handle on it back in the right corner. And he does. Eagles come up with the ball, and they'll bring it back the other way. Couch brings it across the timeline up top. Sets the offense. Sends it over the left-hand side. Back to the left corner to Schubert. Dent with the ball and the shot, no good. Tigers come up with it. Had a chance maybe there for a second for a transition all the way. Hazen brings it up the left-hand side, sends it back to the left corner, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Tigers.
Knox County's going to inbound it. Trevor Parton will inbound it. He gets it to Couch. Couch pass back to Parton. Almost knocked away there by Shipman, but it's going to be now knocked away by Killen. Underneath it goes. Kind of a crazy play happened there, and Cody Couch ended up with the ball, and he put it in. Oh, excuse me, that was Caleb Schubert that did that. Watson's now going to bring it up the floor. It's 9-4, Knox County with 3.5 left to go in the first quarter. Watson gets it to Hazen. Hazen dribbles back between the circles. Crossover, just loses man, gets it to Watson. Watson thinks about three, and gets it to Anderson top of the key. Anderson holds it high. Absorbs the contact, gets it to Hazen. Hazen with a ball fake, shakes his man, gets it out to Watson. Too many people clogged up over there. Now Hazen ends up with it wide open, drains it. Justin Hazen drained it from about 15. We got 9-6 with 2:54 left to go. Eagles playing a little two-man game in the backcourt. Cross court's going to be picked up by Schubert. Schubert's going to dribble all the way in, fronted up by Killen, and now he has to get it back out to Couch. Eagles are going to reset. Schubert has it, holds it high, gets it to Couch. Couch, cross to Schultz. Schultz gets it in, and it's going to be out of bounds there. Nice play by Jacob Shipman to cut him off at the baseline. And Trevor Parton ended up losing it out of bounds. Tigers inbound it. Cale Watson has it. 2.5 left to go. It's 9-6. Kylie Watson's in the game now. Picks up his dribble. Gets it stolen by the Eagles. And Kylie Watson is going to cause a foul on the other end.
Almost looked like he carried the ball there as he was going up to the basket, but they went ahead and called a foul.
It kind of did. I don't think the ideal situation for Coach Copeland was to have Kylie have it right here handling the ball on the press. That's not something that they had designed, probably. Boy, the Eagles substitute a lot of players. That's hard on people that don't know their names either. Number 25, Andrew Parrish, comes in. Both free throws are good by
11-6 with 2:22 left in the first period. Tigers get it in. Cale Watson will bring it across the line over the near side. Sets up the offense, hands it over to Hazen in the right wing. Back over to Anderson up top. He looks to get it in, thinks better of it, hands it off over to Hazen. Hazen on the right wing. Back out to Watson up top. Into Kylie Watson, back out to Cale Watson. He squares up for three, and his shot is no good. Eagles come up with a rebound. Dent with the ball. He hands it off to Hunter. His speedster will bring it back the other way. Hunter, Tigers fall back. Hunter brings it across the timeline, hands it off over to Schultz on the left side, back to the left corner, back out to Schultz. In the paint to Dent. Dent's turnaround shot from about 12 feet is rattles around a little bit, but goes in. 13-6, Eagles, 1:33 left in the first period. Cale Watson with the ball for the Tigers. A little bit of a stutter step type thing there. Then he gets it up, brings it across the timeline. Boy, he's dangerously close to carrying it. Gives it to Anderson over in the left wing. Anderson takes the right elbow, hands it off to Killen. Killen's shot is up and no good. Eagles come up with the rebound. And Hunter will bring the ball back the other way. Tigers fall back in their regular defensive set. Ball hands off to Schultz, back to the right corner, back out to Schultz, right wing, in the paint to Dent. His turnaround shot is good. He needs to learn how to do that with the left hand if he's going to do that kind
That's
of a spin move.
Luckily, his soft touch saved him on that. It just kind of sat on the back of the rim and dropped through. But, yeah, he was. If you face a guy taller than you, they're going to block that every time. Watson, meanwhile, Cale Watson has it between the circles. Tries to rock the baby to sleep and then gives it to Justin Hazen. Hazen holds it high. This is Kylie Watson. Watson thinks about going in strong, gives it out to Hazen. Killen gets it at the junction, back out to Hazen. And there's a telegraph pass. It's going to be stolen by the Eagles. And they're going to go down to score. That was Hamlin that came down and scored. Hazen's going to come back the other way. This game's gotten out of hand quickly. 17-6, Knox County. 20 seconds left to go. Tigers do way too many turnovers here. Hazen gets it to Watson, and Hazen ends up throwing it high and out of bounds. It's just way too lackadaisical with the ball at this point. We can't even run an offense because we're too busy throwing it away or getting it stolen. Knox bringing in some subs, just under 16 left to go. Now Knox County's coming the other way. Hamlin does. Or excuse me, that's Hunter. Hunter. And Hunter throws it away. 9.7 seconds left to go. Tigers have a chance to score some points here at the half and or at the quarter and stop some bleeding here. Cale Watson in the corner looking for somebody to pass it to. Gets it to Stolen. Underneath, there's a reverse layup. Good. 5 seconds left to go. It's 19-6. Baseball pass going to be picked up by the Eagles. 2 seconds, one. He throws up a shot from half court. It's no good off the backboard. Tigers completely fall apart in the last 2 minutes of that quarter. What was it? 7-4 at one time. Now it's 19-6. That's going to be hard on you. The good news is we got 3 quarters to make up for it. So we'll see what happens here in the second eight. Tigers are down 19-6.
Bad news is 3 times 6 is 18, and that's below what the other team has right now.
I don't know what happened in there, and I don't know if the Eagles turned up that much pressure or what, but the Tigers just making poor decisions all over the place. And you can't do that against a team that knows what they're doing, like Knox County. I tell you what, I mean, the boys and girls team in Knox County, I mentioned earlier about how they're coached by the same guy. They pretty much play the same style of basketball. Full court press, try to turn it over and try to zip in there and get your baskets in a hurry. It's working for the boys right now. The girls had a little trouble scoring, but Cale Watson has it over on the corner. Now Tigers ball start the quarter. He gets it to Linhart, who's back in the game, and Watson throws it away. I tell you what, I won't hesitate to say that's probably 5 turnovers on 5 possessions for the Tigers here at the end of the first, start of the second quarter. They're going to have to find something to calm themselves down.
All right, Eagles with the ball on the right wing. Kick it back out up top to Hunter. Hunter back to Parton up top. Parton's going to drive it in the lane. Kicks it over the right-hand side. 12-foot jump shot is good by Parrish, I believe that is. Tigers bring it back the other way. Cale Watson with the ball. It's to Linhart over the left wing. Tigers need to protect the ball now. Have it back to left corner. Drive the baseline. Shot no good. Eagles come up with the rebound, and we're going back the other way. Schubert with the ball. He drives along the right-hand side. Pulls it back out. Hands it off to Parrish. Parrish up top. Couch. Couch over to Hunter. Back to Couch. Cross-court pass back over the left wing. Pass into the paint to Schubert. He wasn't quite ready for it, though. Nearly lose the handle on it, but they get the ball back. Couch back over to the left end, back to the right-hand side. It's partially blocked. Linhart comes up with it, but he gets it as he's falling down. They call him for the travel. So with the turnover, it'll be Eagles' ball.
That's one of those, we stole it, and then he couldn't control it on his way down. So you can't give him a whole turnover for that, I guess.
No, he stopped the drive and came up with the ball, didn't commit a foul. All was good except the very end.
That's right.
Eagles with the ball, tries to dish it in. That doesn't work. Linhart comes up with it again. This time he holds on to it, hands it off to Cale Watson. Cale Watson will bring it back the other way. Watson to Hazen. Hazen for a give and go. Gets it back to Watson. Back out to Hazen. He takes it in. Looks like he's going to take a shot for a second, but gives back to Linhart up top. Linhart to Hazen, I believe, but Hazen wasn't ready for it and went out of bounds, so with turnover, it'll be Eagles ball.
Now Hazen took off toward the basket, and Linhart threw it back in the corner where he was. That was. You got to give that turnover to Linhart. There's no two ways to cut that one. We gave him the benefit of the doubt on the first one, but not that one.
So Eagles with the ball. It's Hunter will bring it across the timeline, gets it over to 33, which would be Hamlin. Hamlin gets it in the lane. Shot is no good, and there's going to be a foul. I think it's going to be probably a reach on Jake Chipman. So it'll be Schultz to the line for the Eagles. Schultz's first shot is on its way, and it's good. 22-6, Eagles, 6 minutes left in the half. Now they're going to call that foul on Linhart. Schultz's second shot is good, 23-6. Two fouls on Linhart. Linhart just about loses the handle on it, but Cale Watson comes up with it, brings it across the timeline. Gilbert. Shot is up and no good, and they're going to call that on...
on Tyler Killen, that one with the push on the rebound.
That's what I thought. That's the first foul on Tyler. Kylie Watson in the game for Killen. Eagles get the ball into Dent. Tried to make on the fast transition to Hunter, who was streaking, and they just threw it outside of his fingertips a bit, went out of bounds, and so with turnover, it'll be Tigers' ball. Linhart will inbound it, gives it to Cale Watson. Watson brings it across the timeline, guarded by Schultz. To Linhart, the right wing. Linhart gets, just about got it into Kylie Watson, but it was stolen by Hamlin. And Hamlin is fouled as he's going in for the layup, and so he'll go to the line to shoot a couple. That is the first foul on Chipman. Five team fouls on the Tigers, two on the Eagles. First shot is good by Hamlin, 24-6 Eagles. And the second shot is up. Kind of an odd-looking arc of a shot. Doesn't have much rotation on it, but both of them go in. Linhart inbounds it to Cale Watson. Watson brings it up across the timeline, gets it over to Hazen on the right wing. Eagles playing real tight defense, and it pays off for him. Hazen tried to get it into Kylie Watson, but put a little bit too much mustard on it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be the Eagles ball. Eagles get it into Dent. Back to Parton. Parton guarded by Linhart, brings it across the timeline, does a spin move, takes it into the lane, and there's nobody there to contest it. The reverse layup is good for the Eagles. Wow, they got to do something with that. Linhart brings it across the timeline on the far side, dribbles behind his back, takes it in the lane, and kind of a floating shot, no good, but he gets his own rebound. It was blocked by Dent, but I think they're going to call a foul on him. And so...
nope, no foul.
No foul? Okay, just a block. Watson to Hazen. Back out to Cale Watson up top. Watson over to Hazen on the right wing. Get it to Kylie Watson up top. Over to Linhart on the left wing. A lot of movement by the Tigers. Get it to Watson up top the key. He dribbles around the right side. Back to Linhart. Back to Cale Watson, who looks to square for three, then takes it in the baseline. He's going to be fouled by number 13, Corey Schultz. They're going to say it was a spot foul before he got to the basket, so Tigers will inbound it.
Cale Watson's going to inbound it underneath the basket here for the Tigers. Gets it to Shipman. Shipman gets it to Hazen over on the left-hand wing. Hazen dribbles all the way back around the top of the key. Gets it to Linhart on the right-hand side. Linhart with the ball fake gets it into Hazen. Dangerous pass. They're going to call a jump ball on that. I didn't really see any extended period of time where both teams had to control that, but that's what they call it. Eagles are going to inbound it. Couch to Parton. Over to Hamlin. Hamlin inside, loses it to Shipman. Shipman comes back the other way. Now he holds up with it. Gives it to Watson. Watson across to Hazen. Hazen thinks about driving in and then stays back out and gets it to Watson, who's between the circle. Over to Linhart. Linhart drives in with the right hand. No good. Rebound, or gets it to Kylie Watson. Linhart tries to shake his man. Elevates. No good. Rebound is the big guy, Dent. 27-6. It's got to be a close to a 20-point run here. Probably 18, I think. Meanwhile, at the other end, Couch is going to be knocked away. Now that's going to be blocked, and it's going to go with the Tigers now. The action's coming fast and furious here, so it's just trying to keep up.
Refs seem like they're letting them get away with a fair amount of physical activity
in
this game.
Definitely. That's how it was in the first two games of the night, too. So it's been consistent all night with the refs, even though we've had three refs tonight instead of just two. Shipman, meanwhile, gets it on the block. Little nice little move. Gets around Dent and puts it up off the glass and good.
Dent looks over to his coach. He could tell the coach wasn't happy about that move.
I don't know what you can do about that. If you have somebody that's agile enough to get away with that, then you're in trouble. And, coach is chewing on him, even though they're up by 19. 3:03 left to go in the first half. It's 27-8. Knox. Tigers first basket in a long time on that last possession. They've been a little bit more under control here the last few trips down the floor, whereas before it was they couldn't even get two passes on their offensive end before they were throwing it away. So,
yeah, there actually hadn't been a whole lot of scoring at all in the last few minutes, but boy, with that big run, the Eagles got way far ahead. Tigers got long ways to go to dig themselves out of this hole.
That's right. Playing good defense. I mean, they only got five fouls, so they're playing under control here. And it'll be Knox County ball. .303 left to go in the first half. Knox going to inbound it. Couch has it. Gets it over to Schubert. Schubert over the top to Parrish. Parrish back to Couch. Couch is over on the right-hand side now, guarded by David Anderson. Couch gets it to Schultz. Schultz over to Schubert. Schubert's shot is blocked. Tipped up. Tip. It's going to be controlled by the Eagles.
It's going to be controlled by height.
Yeah, it's going to be controlled by whoever has the longest arm. And Parrish comes up lame. He's going to go sit down, I think. And they're going to have somebody come in for him. I think he landed on somebody's foot, maybe. He twisted his ankle. And Shipman's going to trigger it underneath the Eagle basket. Linhart gets it, pushes it up the sideline behind the back dribble. Now he controls it. Picks up his dribble at half court. And bounce pass over to Kale Watson. Watson has it. Looks into Shipman. Shipman looking to get to the basket, and they're going to call him for the walk there, even though he was hit by the Knox County person. That's what threw him off balance. And the Eagles throw over the top, and that was close to a walk on number 33, Hamlin, but he ends up getting it to Couch. Couch, 2 minutes left to go in the first half, over on the right-hand side. Holds it high, gets it to Schultz. Schultz, bounce pass into Schubert. Schubert to Schultz, over on the right-hand wing. Now inside to Parton. Parton puts it up and good. Trevor Parton with a nice shot from 18. And it's 31-8 now. Knox County in the lead. Cale Watson brings it across in a hurry. 1:45 left to go in the first half. He has it between the circles. Gets it to David Anderson. Anderson holds it high on the right-hand wing. dribbles all the way into the block and gets it out to Shipman. Shipman's going to attack the basket. Under control, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebounded underneath by Schultz. Schultz almost picked off from behind by Kylie Watson. He ends up getting it to Couch. Couch with a head-to-shoulders fake. Now gets it in the corner to Schubert. Over the top to Schultz. Schultz inside. Nice pass there, and that's going to be over the back on Watson. And he's going to get to shoot two. Parton is. There's a minute 13 left to go. It's 31-8, Knox County. Parton's going to shoot two. First one's no good. He has kind of a sideways spin on the shot, and that's the way the ball turns is the way that one went off the rim. So here's the next one. That one is no good. Front of the rim. Rebound is going to be controlled by... Nope, it's going to be jump ball. Tigers had it and just couldn't grab a hold of it, and Cale Watson had to save it inbounds, and both teams had it available to them at that point, and that's jump ball. So the Tigers will get it on alternating possession. There's a minute left to go. It's 31-8, Knox County. Hazen loses his man, gets it to Linhart over on the right-hand wing to Cale Watson, top of the key, back over to Linhart. Linhart inside to Shipman, knocked away to Watson, and Kylie Watson picks it up, the loose ball, and puts it in. It's 31-10, double digits for the Tigers now. Knox County, meanwhile. And there's going to be turnover called by Watson and Linhart.
They put that position on Schultz there. Schultz walks with it.
That's right, and Linhart's going to throw it in. 42 seconds left to go. Over the top to Hazen in the backcourt, and he'll bring it back across. Hazen dribbles it at the circle, gives it to Linhart's going to be knocked away by Hamlin. Linhart will throw it in front of the Knox County crowd. Hazen gets it, brings it across again. Wraparound pass to Kylie Watson at the block, who knocks it back out to Hazen. Hazen to Cale Watson. Cale dribbles over from the left-hand side to the right, now back between the circles. Inside to Kylie Watson. Watson dribbles out of the lane. Nice little reverse spin. No good. Rebound goes to the Knox County. And they're going to have the last shot here with 10 seconds left. Couch has it. Gets it across to Schultz. Schultz elevates. Puts it off the glass. No good. And that's going to stay with the Eagles here. Eagles are going to have one more shot with 2.3 seconds left to go. It's 31-10. Coach wants the big guy in. Schubert's coming out. They want the big guy to trigger this. 2.3 seconds left to go. Bounce pass over to Schultz. And they get it back to Dent. That was a three-second play they tried to run with 2.3 left to go in the half. That's going to be what we have for the first half. 31-10, Knox County with the lead.
One too many touches on that last one.
That's right. They had both the guys that touched it before him were wide open, too, but they were just trying to run the play. So what can you say?
What can you say? 31-10. We got another 10 minutes on the clock, and we'll be back for the second half of tonight's action. All right, we're ready to go in the second half of tonight's boys' action between the Knox County Eagles and the Brashear Tigers. This is John Slavin.
And Matt Caldwell.
And we're here at the Brashear Arena here in Brashear, Missouri. Got the starters for Brashear back out on the field. Cale Watson, Tyler Killen, Jacob Shipman, Linhart, and Hazen. It'll be Eagles ball, and we'll pick up where we left off.
Eagles have it over on the right-hand side, kind of playing a two-man game here. They're not going to be in a hurry to run any offense, I'm sure. Schultz over the top, skip pass to Parton. Parton off the back, no good. Hamlin chases it down, and he gets the rebound. Gets it to Schultz. Schultz elevates in the middle of the lane, no good. It's going to be knocked away, and two Eagles kept each other from getting that ball. One was falling down in front of the other. That's going to go to the Tigers. 31-10, 7.5 minutes left to go in the third.
Boy, Schultz was just wide open in the middle of the lane. He
just couldn't put it in.
Can't miss those.
You can't if you're up 21. Linhart gets it to Watson. Watson with a head and shoulder fake. Between circles gets it to Hazen over on the left-hand side. To Linhart, top of the key, open briefly. Hazen took his eye off the ball, bangs off his forehead and out of bounds, and that's kind of been the story of the night. Losing focus during the middle of the play is not the way to do it. And the Eagles are going to come back the other way. Hunter gets it over to Parton. Now Hunter gets it back over on the right-hand wing. Comes out to the top. Knocked away by Linhart. It's going to stay with the Eagles.
The Eagles had a real good chance there. They had a two-on-one situation going, but they lost handle on the ball. Eagles get it in to 21. Hunter up top the key around the horn to the left-hand side. Kick it back out to Hunter. Linhart goes for the steal. It didn't work. Hunter takes it in the lane, bounces it way up high off the glass, gets his own rebound. Get it back out to Hunter. Hunter around the horn to the right-hand side to, now I'm back to the right corner, I guess. Let's see, who is that? That is Hamlin, that's right. Hamlin around the corner to Schultz. Schultz into Hamlin, who shot up off the glass. No good. Tyler Killen comes up with a rebound. Gets it back to Cale Watson, and Watson will bring the ball back the other way. Eagles all fall back in their standard defensive set. Watson over to Hazen, left-hand side, back out to Linhart. Linhart to Watson over the right wing, into the paint to Shipman. Shipman drives it down the lane. His shot up off the glass is no good. Kellen, though, with the put back is good. 31-12, Eagles with the advantage, 5:58 left in the third. Tigers in the press. Eagles break the press, get it up to Schultz on the right side, kick it back out to Hunter. Hunter up top. Hunter to Hamlin, back out to Schultz. Schultz on the left-hand side, and his jumper, 12-foot jumper, is good. Hazen will bring the ball back the other way. Hazen guarded by Hunter. Over to Linhart, left side, back to Hazen in the left corner. A lot of activity in the center. To get it in to Shipman, and his little running drive to the basket is yields a two-point basket. Eagles try to break the press. Tigers with a steal. Linhart with a shot's good.
And over the action by the Tigers here to start the second half, and they've cut it to 17 now. Meanwhile, Eagles come back the other way. Hamlin underneath to the big guy. He puts it up off the glass with his left hand. Good. That was Dennis Dent with the basket there. It's back up 35-16.
Shipman was lucky he wasn't called with the foul there.
That's right. He got caught a little bit behind that play and tried to do too much to make up for it. Hazen, spin move between the circles. Gets it over to Linhart, who's going to heave up a three. Good. Linhart coming out hot in the second half. Five straight points for him. And it's 35-19. Eagles now. Eagles break the press with passing. Schultz almost has it taken away by Hazen, but he's able to get it back out. And now Hunter is going to set it up. Hunter gets it stolen by Linhart. Linhart lets Dent leave, and he gives it back to Cale Watson. Tigers coming back the other way. Coach Copeland wants a timeout. I'm not sure why. I think we had some good momentum going there, but he obviously didn't like something he saw. And we were coming back on a kind of a semi-break, but he wanted to talk it over a little bit. So it's 35-19 Eagles with 4:11 left to go in the third. And we're coming out of the timeout. It'll be David Anderson, Tyler Killen, Justin Hayes, and Cale Watson, Jacob Shipman. Shipman's going to trigger it over right in front of the scorer's table, right next to us. Shipman looking for somebody to pass it to. Gets it underneath to Watson. It's going to be knocked away. Four guys to pass it to, and he picked the one that got it stolen. There is going to be a foul by Tyler Killen, sticking his leg out on Hunter as he went by, and that's going to be the first foul of the half for either team. That'll be two fouls on Tyler. Kylie Watson comes in for him. Schubert's going to inbound it to Couch, I believe. Over the top to Hunter. Hunter holds it high. Gives it to Schubert. Schubert to Hunter over on the right-hand wing. Gives it to Couch. Couch in the corner now. Back out to Couch. Couch takes the dribble and gets it in. out to Hunter at the three-point line. Three or four dribbles, gets around everybody, thinks about the reverse layup, and ends up getting it out to Schultz instead. Cale Watson overjumped the rebound on that and ended up losing it. Eagles get that and go the other way with it. Cale Watson with a long pass down the other side. Anderson puts up the shot, no good, and it's going to be rebounded by Couch to the Eagles, and they're coming the other way. 3.5 left to go in the third. It's 37-19. Eagles. Eagles not in any hurry to run an offense at all, and not when you're up by 18. Hunter gets it. Now into Schubert. Schubert wide open in the middle of the lane. Good. He's got to shoot a five-footer completely unmolested on that. I don't know where the Tigers were, but it's back up to a 20-point lead now.
They were not in Mr. Schubert's face. That's the place that they were.
Yes. They were rebounding that for whatever reason. Meanwhile, Cale Watson shoots three-pointer at the top of the key, and that cuts it 39-22. Eagles are coming back the other way. As Hunter gets a stolen by Shipman, and they're going to call a foul on the Eagles there. It's going to come back the other way. It's going to be the first foul on the Eagles.
It's going to be on Hunter.
That'll be on Hunter, and that'll be Hunter's.
No, they didn't call it on Hunter. It's going to be on
They called
Schubert.
It on Schubert instead. Hazen brings it up the court. 2.5 minutes left to go in the third. It's 39-22.
Hazen does a little bit of dribbling behind his back there. He has it up top over to Anderson on the right wing, back over to Cale Watson. Watson thought about shooting for three, but kicks it over to Hazen on the left side. Back to Anderson, but it's knocked out of bounds by Schubert. I just can't say Anderson without thinking of the X-Files. Mr. Anderson. Lenhart will inbound it for the Tigers. Out to Hazen. Hazen resets the offense up top key. He's going to drive it in the right side of the lane and chuck it up, and it goes in. Wow. A little bit off balance, but it falls in for the Tigers. 39-24 Eagles with the advantage. Pressure defense by the Tigers. Hunter gets across the line to Schultz. Schultz bounce pass across the lane, and he walks with it. Actually, he gets it over to Parrish, and Parrish walks with it. So it's going to be Tigers ball. Tigers get it in to Hazen. 1:50 left in the third. Hazen brings it across the timeline. Does the old spin move. Takes it around. Comes to the right-hand side. Picks up the dribble. Nobody to throw it to except for Knox County. And Schubert's going to take it coast to coast. And just about doesn't get it, but it does fall in for the Eagles. Cale Watson brings it across the timeline. Chased by two Eagles. Now guarded by Couch. Watson pounding that ball off the boards. Tries to get it into Kylie Watson, but overshoots him, and the Eagles come up with the rebound. Hamlin has it for the Eagles. Hands it off to Couch. Everybody falls back for the Tigers. Couch brings it across the timeline. Sets up the offense. Looks over at the coach. Over to Schultz. Schultz about loses the handle on it, but gets it up in the lane to Hamlin. Back out to Couch over on the left side. Couch to Schultz near the center of the key. Back to Parrish on the right side. Back to Schultz. Back to Couch. Back to Schultz. To Hamlin. Cross court over to Couch. Eagles moving the ball around. They're not in really a big hurry to do anything. Holding for that last shot with 32 seconds left in the third period. Tigers are coming up a little bit on the defense. Eagles moving the ball around. Couch with it on the left-hand side. Just about throws it over the timeline. Back to Couch over the left-hand side. Cross-court pass. Oh. Hamlin with the ball in the lane. And what are they going to call there?
They're going to call body foul on Cale Watson there. With just 9 seconds left to go in the third.
Shipman in for Mr. Anderson.
Now that foul's on Lenhart, and that'll be his third.
8 seconds left. Ball back in the corner. Cross court all the way over. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Tigers ball with 3 seconds. Well, we'll see if they can run a play with 2.9 seconds. With 3.3 seconds left. Shipman better get it up, and he elevates, but it's off its mark. So at the end of three, Eagles lead at 41-24. All right, here we go at the beginning of the fourth period. Eagles lead at 41-24. If you're just joining us, Lady Tigers win the first matchup 40-34. Tigers inbound it to Hazen. Hazen guarded by Hunter. Hazen into Linhart over on the left-hand side. Linhart gets it into Kylie Watson. Backs that to the left corner. Brings it out to Shipman. Back into Kylie Watson. He's at the left box, and his shot is up and no good. And Knox County comes up with it, and they're coming the other way in a hurry, and they get it up to Schubert. And his shot is, they're going to say he's traveled with it, aren't they?
Yeah, it took him an extra step to get control of the ball, and that cost him the basket on that one.
Linhart inbounds with Hazen. Hazen brings it across the timeline on the far side. Boy, he just about spun right into Schubert, but he gets it to Kale Watson up the top of the key. Watson looks at dribbling in, but kicks it over to Hazen. Back out to Kylie Watson up top. He gets it in to Shipman. Spin move on the left side. He takes it to the basket, but he put it up off the glass a little bit too high and doesn't go in. Eagles come up with a rebound. Couch will bring the ball back the other way. Couch over to Hunter on the right side. Back out to Couch. Couch takes up the left elbow and a nice looking left-handed jump shot. It's no good. But they're going to call a foul on the Eagles. Going to be on the big man, Dent. That's his second foul. Tigers inbound it to Kale Watson. Watson guarded by Hunter, brings it across the timeline. Has it on the floor up towards the top of the key over to Linhart at the right side. Gets it into Shipman in the right block. His turnaround move is up and good. He does a real good job for that left-handed spin move.
Yeah, he's got a lot of body control. And I think that comes from playing post your whole life, probably.
Eagles have it over on the right-hand side. It's Hunter with the ball. Hunter kicks it back out to Couch. Couch up top, takes it around the left-hand side. Kind of lose the handle on it. Take it back to the left corner. Back to, I think that's Hunter. Hunter's shot's no good, and Dent with the rebound and the foul. Foul is going to be on Shipman, and that is his second. Three team fouls on the Tigers, two on the Eagles. Dent's first shot is good, 41-26 Eagles. Killen in for Kylie Watson. Dan's second shot is on its way, and it's good. 43-26. Eagles. Ball to Linhart. Linhart hands it off to Kale Watson, guarded by Hunter. Watson brings it across the timeline. Sets up just inside the arc, and his shot rolls around and is good.
That's good touch for you right there.
Couch with the ball. Pretty wobbly handling there, but they get it up to Hunter. Back to Parton. And they're going to call a foul on Linhart. For some reason, Mr. Copeland, a lot of these boys look kind of the same. I have trouble keeping track of which one is which.
We need to have them all get different colored hair, I guess.
Something. All right, Hunter has it over on the right-hand side. Everybody kind of falls down, but Eagles come up with it. Shot's no good. Hazen with the rebound. Everybody falls back for the Eagles. Hazen brings it across the timeline over to Linhart. Knox County went for the steal. Ooh, tried to get it across to Kale Watson. Eagles come up with the rebound. And, oh, man. Loses the handle on it. Another guy picked it up, put it in, and it falls. Kale Watson's going to take it coast to coast, though. Kicks it back out to Anthony Linhart on the right corner. His shot is up and no good. Tyler Killen comes up the rebound. Hazen's going to shoot for three. It's no good. Eagles come up with the rebound again. And Couch will bring the ball across the timeline. And full timeout by Knox County.
Neither team playing very coherent basketball right now. It's 17-point lead for the Eagles, which I think is just under what it was at halftime. But you can't really claim that the team has been lighting it up here in this fourth quarter.
No, the reality is the Tigers got beat in the first quarter. After
exactly.
that, they've played them pretty much toe-to-toe.
Exactly right. I think it went from being 9-6 to 19-6 by the end of the first quarter. And that's 13 at 17 right now. So, yeah, that's a good point. If they would have been able to stop the run a little bit earlier, then who knows what would have happened. But, hey, still, they got three-point line drawn out there, and that usually helps the team that's behind. So we'll see what happens. Here we go. Knox County's going to inbound it underneath their own crowd. Parton will trigger it in. He'll probably throw it to Hunter. He does, and Hunter is going to dribble, kind of walk toward the three-point line. Hunter stops the dribble and gets it to Couch. Couch between the circles, now over on the left-hand side, holds it high and gets it back to Hunter. Hunter on the right-hand wing. Spin move, bounce pass over to Couch. Couch fakes going in and stays out. Back up top to Hunter. Hunter back to Couch. Couch holds it high. Gets it to Schultz. And that's going to be out of bounds off Schultz. It's going to go with the Tigers here. Let's see if the Tigers can get a nice easy basket here and cut into the lead a little bit. Cale Watson has it against Couch. And he ends up bringing it across against him. Tries to shake him with a head and shoulder fake. Kylie Watson gets it. Now he gets it to Shipman over on the junction. Shipman out to Justin Hazen. Back to Kylie Watson. Watson gets it knocked away, and that's going to stay with the Tigers there.
Went right between Hamlin's legs, and Hamlin pushed it out of bounds unknowingly.
Shipman tries to get it in, gets it to Killen at top of the key, and Killen hands it off to Hazen. Hazen's going to start the offense. Hazen throws it right to the Eagles. Down at the other end, they're going to have a layup there for Brett Hamlin. Hazen almost throws it away on the inbounds pass, but gets it to Cale Watson instead. Watson with the crossover dribble. All the way in, good. Cale Watson. He was quick, and he was on the verge of being out of control, but he was able to keep control of enough to drive in for the layup and get the foul, 47-30. 3:43 left, and he'll try to get this extra point on the three-point play here.
He was determined that he was going to score that time. He was not going to be denied.
He was at least going to get to the basket. Schubert comes in for Couch. Here's Cale Watson's free throw. Nothing but net. 47-31, 16-point lead. Hunter gets it over to Parton. Parton picks up his dribble. Across the timeline to
Hamlin.
Hamlin backs up to Hunter. As Tyler would say, I think it's his clock burning going on here. Has been for the last minute or so. We'll let you know if anything exciting happens. Hamlin puts in a shot from 17. That's exciting for the Eagles, and that puts it back up to 49-31. Watson, working against the press, against Schubert on the press, between the legs, crossover at half court twice, and he gets it across. Just over 3 minutes left to go. Watson picks up his dribble, gives it to his brother Kylie. Kylie is going to dribble all the way in, gets the bounce pass to Killen, who gathers it and puts it up, no good. Rebound underneath to Hunter. Hunter comes the other way, gets it to Parton. Parton thinks about it and then comes back out. Coach applauds that. He said, we don't need to drive in and shoot a one-on-two layup when we're up by 18 points. That was a smart play there by the Eagles. No hurry to run an offense. They've earned the right to burn some clock. It's 2:38 left to go in the fourth quarter. And it's 49-31 Eagles. Inside to Parton. Parton off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Schultz, and he's going to be fouled by Killen on the floor. That will only be the fifth team foul against the Eagle, or against Bashir Tigers, excuse me. So they'll throw it in underneath the basket. Linhart comes in for Killen. He will substitute some of their own.
Third foul on Killen.
And Dent will throw it in underneath the basket. Bounce pass to Schubert. Top to Couch. Knocked away by Shipman, but it's picked up by Parrish. Parrish to Schubert. Back over to Parrish. back over to Schubert, who's going to put it up from 18. Good. And it's back up to a 20-point lead now. 2:14 left to go, 51-31 Eagles. Cale Watson works against Schubert. And he gets it across the timeline. Oh, almost loses it. Kind of dangles out there in front of him for a little bit, but he controls it. Linhart gets it on the right-hand side. Goes into Hazen and loses it. Couch pulls it up, and he didn't like what he saw in front of him, so he's going to try to run some offense here.
Tigers just kind of running out of gas right now.
I think so. Meanwhile, underneath Schultz with a nice little reverse layup. Coach Copeland wants a timeout. Nobody sees him now. The ref sees him, and we're going to have a timeout. 1:38 left. It's 53-31. Knox County Eagles.
Tigers send in the substitute. Cale Moore inbounds it to Hazen. Anderson. Let's see who else we got in there. Josiah Belzer's in there. Moore gets it into Belzer on the right block. Kicks it back out to Cale Moore. Cale Moore squares up for three, and he comes up a little bit short. Dent with the rebound for the Eagles. They'll bring it back the other way. 1:20 left in the game. 53-31, Knox County. Parrish with the ball. Back to Couch on the right wing. Couch in no hurry dribbles it around the horn. Covered closely by Hazen. Schubert with the ball on the left wing. Schubert brings it around the horn. Whoop. Eagles just about lose a handle on it. Schubert takes it in the lane. His shot rolls around. Finally falls in. 46 seconds left in the game. Hazen with the ball for the Tigers. Hazen gets it up to Cale Moore. Cale just about loses the handle on it, and there's going to be one of them scrum.
That was definitely scrum-worthy right there. You could see that one happen. Everybody started falling down, and they all ended up in the same spot.
So. Lean forward there. I want to look at your shirt. Yep, that's exactly what we saw out there.
Modeling our new, we can get Scudder to take a picture of us, put us on the website if you want to see the shirt. We'll black out our faces. We won't subject you to that, but... And the Eagles are going to run this one out. 25 seconds left to go. 55-31 Knox County. They're going to have a convincing win to start out their Brashear tournament. 77th Brashear tournament. Parrish holds it high. Gets the Couch. Couch is going to get it to Schubert. 9 seconds. 8 seconds. Dent underneath. One more shot. No. He gets his own rebound. Rebounded by Anderson. Anderson. Hills it till the end of the buzzer, and that's going to be 55-31. Knox County, sorry to get your hopes up. 55-31 is your final score, and we'll be back here on Wednesday night to bring you a slate of games.
And if you missed the early action, the girls come up on top on that one against the Eagles, 40-34.
And I do know that Novinger beat Douglas in the first game, boys-only game, but I couldn't tell you what the score was, so...
So until then, this is John Slavin.
And this is Matt Colwell.
Good night.